football, baby.
High school football coverage on KMZA, your sports authority. On the radio, online at mscsports.net, or download the radio app. Let's go to the press box and get to the high school game of the week right here on 92.1 KMZA.
Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Krinan Prophet, joined alongside here today Logan Bitterman and Jake Meyer. Back in studio is Kurt Tillman. We have week six action, but not just that. It's a Class 2A District 4 Big East matchup between the Sabetha Blue Jays against the Nemaha Central Thunder. Both teams right now 5-0 on the season. Nemaha Central 2-0 in the league, 1-0 in the district. The Blue Jays 4-0 in the league and 2-0 in the district. This is the Nemaha Central team that is the number 2 ranked team here in the state of Kansas in Class 2A. Again, Sabetha is 5-0 since 2023 and is one of the quietest 5-0 teams in the state that is unranked out of the top 5. Last Friday, this Blue Jays team beat ACCHS 46-7. This is the Sabetha team that has found the ground game favorable here in 2025, having already rushed for 1,283 yards off 227 carries, averaging nearly 6 yards a pop and 256 yards on the ground. A game, Will Vooz leads the flock of Blue Jays with 646 yards on 98 carries with 8 total touchdowns. He will be the testament here. The Blue Jays can upset this number 2-2A team. Well, again, Nemaha Central, they destroyed Oskaloosa last Friday, 56-6, to add on to this 2025 stellar campaign. Carter Hike went 4-5 for 96 yards and 3 touchdowns in the win over the Bears. Hike added another 60 yards rushing on the ground off 6 carries for 2 more scores. Nemaha Central rushed for a total of 148 yards, combined for 273 yards of offense. They are still the number 2 team in Class 2A, right behind Southeast of Saline. I mentioned Hike, his career numbers as well. He's got over 6,218 yards on the ground and 108 career varsity touchdowns. He is 42-2 in his high school career. He's going to be a big athlete tonight, and he will be the test here for the Sabetha Blue Jays if they can stop him. Again, since 2005, though, Nemaha Central, they are 16-8 against Sabetha, including winning the last 6 straight meetings, which include 3 regular season meetings and 3 playoff meetings. Last year, Nemaha Central won once in the regular season 24-0 and then won in the playoffs 21-0 to send the Sabetha Blue Jays home. But today, we're here at Seneca, Kansas. It's a beautiful day, 74 degrees. It's partly cloudy, 5 mph from the north-northeast. Right now, here, the field sets north to south. We have more pregame coverage coming up here on 92.1 KMZA. Upcoming, we'll have a chat with Caleb Bowler and then also a chat with head coach of the Thunder, Michael Glaskick. Again, this is the 92.1 KMZA Game of the Week. Nemaha Central against the Sabetha Blue Jays.
Rainbow Communications has been serving Northeast Kansas for over 70 years, providing dependable phone, internet, and technology solutions to homes and businesses. Our expanding network offers internet speeds to fit your needs, perfect for remote work, streaming, or online learning, local support, affordable plans, and reliable service, all from a team that lives and works in your community. Call 800-892-0163 for more information. Rainbow Communications, your local connection, online at rainbowtel.com.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
How do I open up a checking account?
Hi, I'm Canyon Olberding, and at Community National Bank, to open a checking account, you will need 2 forms of ID and $100.
I'm Oakley Melvin. Opening an account down here is super quick and easy, and we can help you with online banking, checking your balances, getting funds moved around where they need to be.
Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home. Right at home. Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Medicare open enrollment begins October 15th. Like any insurance, Medicare can be confusing, especially with options like Medicare Advantage and Medicare Part D. Before changing or picking a new plan, check the provider network to ensure your trusted medical provider is part of that plan's network. By checking the provider network, you protect yourself from surprises down the road. For assistance reviewing your Medicare healthcare options, contact the social worker at Sabetha Community Hospital, 785-284-2121.
If you're in business locally, you already know what it takes to succeed. Hard work and some timely help. At Frontier Bank, we're a local business too, offering businesses like yours the financial tools you need to succeed. Helping you grow is what we're all about. Stop by and talk to our commercial specialist or schedule an appointment today. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
Hello, everybody, to our 92.1 KMZA pregame coverage here. Continuing, we sit down and have a conversation with head coach Caleb Moeller of the Sabetha Blue Jays, their first 5-0 start to a season since 2023. Just beat ACCHS last Friday, 46-7. Again, facing tonight another 5-0 team in the Nemaha Central Thunder. Both teams are part of the 2A District number 4, as well as the Big East. Again, here with head coach Caleb Moeller. Coach, what can you tell me about the opponent you're facing tonight?
Yeah, you know, Nemaha Central is well coached by Coach Glasic, and, you know, they've been a powerhouse in the recent years. And, you know, obviously as a program, we're looking forward to this challenge. And, you know, we've had a great start to the season here, and, you know, being 5-0 and then being 5-0, this is the spot where we want to be as a program. And we're looking forward to the challenge we got this week. Obviously, they present some problems on the field with their athletes, and they are good at creating space and getting those guys the ball. You know, obviously, Hike's a great player, and they got the Strathman kid, and they've got a line to back it up. So, you know, our defense got a challenge, and offensively we got to be able to sustain drives and move the ball on them.
Last season was your first year as head coach. You faced Nemaha Central two times last year, once in the regular season, 24-0, and also losing in the playoffs, 21-0. What kind of repeats here are you seeing from that team last year to this year on that Nemaha Central side, kind of looking and diving into that film dissection?
Yeah, you know, last year, you know, we had struggled moving the ball a little bit, but, you know, looking at their personnel, most of their players are back, and obviously what popped out on film was number 61, Daniel Childress. Obviously our thoughts and prayers are with him as he's recovering from a surgery. And it's just been amazing to see the communities come together. Obviously Friday night we'll be able to see that again, and the support that, we have, been given him and our prayers. But, you know, last year on film, we couldn't block them. Losing a caliber player like that, an all-state caliber player, is tough. But with the program they have the guys to replace. And, you know, we're looking for the challenge of facing this opponent again. And obviously, you know, the last few years, we've faced them twice and haven't been on the right side of things. And, you know, I feel like this year coming in, we're prepared. Our guys are ready for that challenge. And, we'll, you know, obviously throughout the season, we've been kind of building, getting better week by week. And we're looking forward to this week because it's the team in front of us. And that's the most important game is the next one. So looking forward to the challenge of the players that they have.
Your running attack has been the most dominant thing here on the season here for you. Will Voos, the leader in it. What can you tell me about your running game tonight and how you're going to get it going?
Yeah, we're looking at Will and obviously the rest of the running back corp there. We just need to create space for him. Will's a dynamic player, but we also have, you know, Cole Menold, Curtis Fitzgerald, Lincoln Menold. They're all getting touches and they're all great players for us. So it starts up front. I think our line is coming along and we're understanding the schemes that we're putting in. And our blocking is getting to those areas to create that space for them. And we just need a seam and those guys are gone. So if we can do that and sustain the possessions and create drives that take up some clock, I like our chances.
What are some ways here that you can shut down Carter Hike, a player who has just had a monster year and the monster last couple of years?
Yeah, he's a great player, a dynamic player, and he creates plays when there's no hope for him. We just got to gang tackle. We got to get 2-3 guys there, and we got to take out his legs. If we try to go up high like we have in the past, then he breaks those tackles, and we've learned from that. And that's one of the focus that we've had in practice all week is tackle low and get to the ball. Hopefully that's enough to slow him down a little bit.
A lot of games this season here has been decided by some close scores. You've won 3 games by 2 possessions. So, you know, how are you going to be able to keep this game close in a way that favors your team and to be able to, again, be able to stay resilient and to come out on top?
Yeah, you know, we've got to rely on our strengths of our team, and our defense has done a great job this year. So, we've got to rely on what they're doing and doing their assignments. These guys are up to the next challenge. And another thing that's been huge in the past is just turnovers. We haven't created a turnover. We haven't created a turnover, and they've got turnovers on their side. So as an offense, we've got to maintain the ball. And on defense, we've got to create plays by making turnovers when it presents.
Well, Coach, thank you for joining me here and taking some time here to stop and talk with me here tonight, right before the game. So, again, Coach, thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
That was head coach Caleb Moeller of the Sabetha Blue Jays. Again, both teams tonight 5-0 on the season. It's a 2A District 4 Big East matchup between Sabetha and Nemaha Central. We'll sit down and talk up next to Michael Glaskick from the Thunder coming up.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfia in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfia.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Moral Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Moral Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years' experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Falls City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back. Industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with a good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16-plus-6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy-duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Continuing our pregame here on I-2.1, KMZA just had the chance to sit down and talk to the head coach of the Sabetha Blue Jays, Caleb Muller. Now we sit down and talk to head coach of the Nemaha Central Thunder, Michael Glaskick. Again, both teams here 5-0 on this season, undefeated in Big East play. This is the third time Nemaha Central will be facing Big East competition this season in the Sabetha Blue Jays. Again, both teams 5-0 on the year. Nemaha Central off to the hearty start, their first undefeated start here, 5-0 since the undefeated state championship season 2 years ago. Last week, Nemaha Central beat Oskaloosa 55-6. And as I mentioned, I'm sitting here with head coach Michael Glaskick of the Nemaha Central Thunder. Coach, what can you tell me about your opponent tonight?
Coach Muller does a phenomenal job over there, Sabetha. They got experienced staff. They got some good seniors, heavy junior class, return of a handful of starters. So, Coach Muller does everything right over there. He harps on little things. They make adjustments. So we got to be ready, in all three assets, offense, defense, and special teams come Friday because they're very well coached.
Well, talking about your offense, a big time player here for you this season, and not just this season, but all around, he's just been an all incredible quarterback, Carter Hike. He's got over 6,200 career rushing yards, 105 career touchdowns. He had a really terrific game last Friday against Oskaloosa on the ground as well as in the air. Just a great all-around player. What can you tell me about Carter Hike and what he will mean in this matchup here against Sabetha?
Defensively, he's been a four-year starter. He's kind of focused on offense this year because we're a little deeper defensively, so it makes him more explosive, we think, as a staff. Offensively, he's taken over the quarterback room for 3 years now, and each year just continues to get better and better. We throw a lot on his plate every week. With the option game, with reading game, and then, when he's really good, he can throw it around a little bit. So that really puts some respect on him, in the defensive game, playing where they got to guard our receivers. When we go spread, they got to honor our receivers, since he can throw a little bit. So he's just a phenomenal kid, works his butt off, and he gives praises to his teammates, after every run, after every game. So it's awesome to see as a coach.
Well, Sabetha, they're going to look to run the ball tonight. They only have 200 passing yards here on the season, well over 1,000 rushing yards on the year. William Vu is just a great running back in the backfield for Sabetha. What's going to be the game plan to shut him down?
They're very physical up front, very physical in the skill game. If we don't shut down the run game, it's going to be a long game. I told the boys Monday at our scouting team meeting that, we got to get those second and longs, third and longs, and then get to those fourth and five, fourth and six where they have to punt it. They really eat on the third and fours, third and threes, because that turns the fourth and one, fourth and two, and they're going to go for it because they're physical up front. So we got to do our job defensively, and then offensively, no mental errors and no penalties.
Well, lastly here, what are some final keys for this matchup here against the undefeated Blue Jays?
It's going to be a phenomenal atmosphere. I told the boys we've got to keep our got to put our, keep our composure. You know, the highs aren't too high, the lows aren't too low. You know, everything just right. You know, things are going to go south, you know, a couple plays here and there. So you got to flip the page and go to the next play. Stay mentally tough, mentally strong throughout the game. And the game's going to be won in the second half. We're going to try to wear down their big boys. You know, take care of the football offensively, and then defensively, we've got to create the turnovers and make them drive the field.
Well, Coach, thank you for joining me here before your game tonight.
All right, thank you.
That was head coach Michael Glaskick of the Nemaha Central Thunder. Again, two teams undefeated on the season, undefeated in Big East play. It's a Big East and 2A District 4 showdown here on 92.1 KMZA, and kickoff is coming up.
Start your martial arts journey today. Telemartial Arts will have a free trial week October 27th to November 6th. Kids build confidence with Taekwondo, get a fun workout with kickboxing for teens and adults, and learn self-defense skills with Krav Maga. More info about free trial week and our Halloween party online at hellomartialarts.com or call 402-380-3383. That's Hello Martial Arts in Falls City, 402-380-3383.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
Anderson Meats in Troy is your go-to spot for top-notch deer processing. From field to feast, Anderson Meats is one of the only companies that handles whole carcass deer processing. They're also taking beef and hog butchering and processing appointments and can get the job done within 60 days and have the meat ready in your freezer customized just the way you want it. Anderson Meats also has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork. Gift certificates also available. Trust the best. Anderson Meats in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Sideline Sports Bar and Grill in Sabetha has recently opened and has delicious food, cold drinks, and a friendly atmosphere. Serving food from 11 to 9, great appetizers, wings, smash burgers, and other great sandwiches. Sidelines has two pool tables and 18, yes, 18 big screen TVs. Great place to watch your favorite sport. Stop in and eat before your high school games this fall. Check them out on Facebook. Sidelines Sports Bar and Grill, 1008 Main Street, Sabetha, 284-2978.
People make buying decisions for a number of reasons. The important ones often come down to added value and trust. Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance takes adding value seriously every day with both current and new customers. Insurance education is just one of these added values, so you can make wise decisions. Contact Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance to discover other added values today. 785-284-7611.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
You're tuned in to 92.1 KMZA Game of the Week here, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. Crittenden Prophet, Logan Benjamin, Jake Meyer and Kurt Kelman back in studio. It's a Nemohawk County showdown. It's a Big East showdown, and it's a Class 2A District 4 showdown between the Nemohawk Central Thunder, ranked 2 of 2A, and the Sabetha Blue Jays. Both these teams 5-0 on the season. Nemohawk Central, again, 5-0, 2-0 in the Big East League, 1-0 in District. Sabetha currently 4-0 in the league. They've played two more Big East opponents, and they are 2-0 in the district. And it's the Nemohawk Central team that is coming off some great years the past couple of seasons, winning the state championship in 2022 and 2023. Unfortunately, last year they did drop their first game this season against Marysville. After that, they won 11 straight games to get to the state title, their fourth program total state championship appearance. And for the first time, they lost in the state title, unfortunately. But again, a team that has been resilient this season, off to a 5-0 start for the first time since that 2020 year. This is a strong team that it looks to get off and going here, really into districts and in the Big East. They haven't really played a whole lot of Big East to district opponents. Here they will take on a 5-0 Sabetha Blue Jays team. And look at the Sabetha team. They were 6-4 last season, but that's because in 2023 they graduated 23 seniors. This is a team that has found a resurfaced ability of momentum. They have been able to get themselves going on new heights, unimaginable. They are a run-first team. Both of these teams tonight, we will see our run-first team. Nemohawk Central, of course, guided by Carter Hike, the 6-foot, 250-pound senior, a dominant back who's got over 6,000 career rushing yards, 108 total touchdowns. It's going to be a key here tonight for Nemohawk Central to get him going and get him explosive in this game. Logan, I'm going to defer to you real quick here on the Sabetha Blue Jays side. What's it going to take here for Sabetha to take down this number two ranked Nemohawk Central team?
Well, it's going to take a really good game. For Sabetha, they're going to have to play phenomenal from start to finish in all three parts of it, offensively, defensively, and also special teams, which they've had games so far this year where they've done that. One position, whether it's the offense, the defense, again, or special team, or all three, you know, Perry game, that they have a punt return in that game. The offense and defense played well. You go back to the very first week against Holton. Final score a little bit closer than what the actual game feel was, where Sabetha just dominated the Wildcats in week one, a game that typically you don't see that between those two teams. It's usually right to the very end, but Sabetha was just pretty much all over Holton in that game. Coming into this, though, again, a team that Sabetha hasn't been able to beat for a few years now. A lot of it, Carter Hike. He's the biggest reason. He's kind of the Blue Jay killer, if you will. Just when he gets going, he just kind of takes over, especially late in the game. Sabetha just hasn't found a way to stop him. But this team this year for Sabetha, the one thing that they have back that they haven't had the last couple years is a healthy Will Views in the backfield at running back. Last week, first game, he didn't get to 100 yards rushing, but if you're the Blue Jays, find a way to get the offensive and defensive lines going like you did against Holton. You got to win the battle up front. If you get the run game going, you can run the clock, try to score. Defensively, keep your linebackers free. Don't get them blocked and let them be able to come up and make plays at the line of scrimmage to take Hike out of the running game.
Well, again, kickoff here shortly in the next 45 seconds. Again, Nemohawk Central, the number two ranked team in Class 2A, right behind southeast of Saline. Both teams here, Sabetha and Nemohawk Central, 5-0 on the season. The Sabetha Blue Jays head coach by second-year coach Caleb Moeller and the Nemohawk Central Thunder head coach by Michael Glatzik in his fifth season. Real quick, I do want to give a shout-out to a special man named Daniel Childress. Again, he played the first two games here of the season for Nemohawk Central. Unfortunately, he's now here battling for cancer. Had a successful surgery a couple weeks ago. We send our thoughts and prayers here for the MSU Sports Radio community. Me personally, I had a sister diagnosed with the same thing a year and a half ago, so this is deeply personal for me. So again, Daniel, go out there and tackle cancer's butt. And here we are all rooting for you to get better through your journey. He was actually out there on the field at midfield for the coin toss. The Venmo to donate there to Daniel Childress is at TackleCancer61. That is at TackleCancer61. Again, shout out to that young man. All right, here, Sabetha Blue Jays won this off. They defer. They will get the second half. They will kick here south to north. And to get it here to start, we'll see that Nemohawk Central Thunder back to return at the 15 to the 20. Breaking some knees here, and that to the 25-yard line is where the Nemohawk Central Thunder will start. It is the return by Sullivan Haberkamp. And Nemaha Central will get the opening possession here with Carter Hike in the offense, an offense that is 45.8 points per game this season, 350 yards per game. Carter Hike, the starting quarterback, 6 foot, 15-pound senior. Jaden Seitz will see him in the backfield at wide receiver. Camden Schmitz, Leighton Thomas, Caleb Strothman, and Jack Mackey here in shotgun. Single back sets already here for the Nemaha Central Thunder. Their opening drive at their own 25-yard line. First quarter action here on 92.1 KMZA. Pitch option. It's a fake. It's going to be a pass down the field. He's got an open target. Strothman at the 50. He's busting with early speed to the 20, the 10. He makes the man miss. And a one-play 75-yard touchdown. We'll get this Nemaha Central Thunder team scoring early. Within 18 seconds, a crack of thunder has hit the field. A one-play drop-back touchdown connection from Carter Hike to Caleb Strothman. 14 receptions here of the season, over 300 yards receiving, 16 catching touchdowns there for Strothman. That's his longest reception of the season, being at his 63-yarder. Now here is 75-yard reception. Here, back to kick. Meyer, and that one is right on through. Nemaha Central takes the lead, 7-0, 11:42 left to go here in the first quarter. Play one play, 75-yard touchdown. We'll be back here in a quick 30 on 92.1 KMZA. Nemaha Central 7, Sabetha 0.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, just like you scripted it up, Nemaha Central, a one-play touchdown drive. It was Carter Hike who, again, showed a fake pitch option rolling out to his left side, got the linebackers to drive down on him. He dropped back, released the ball 25 yards in the air, caught by Strothman. He took it the rest of the distance. 7-0, Nemaha Central leads, 11:42 left to go here in this first quarter. Here at Sabetha on the kickoff, down to the 30-yard line, shimmy and shaking, 40 to the 45 before spinning out. That'll be a nice bit of starting field position for the Sabetha Blue Jays. That was Will Voos, who had the kickoff return, the 185-pound senior. And again, he has been a terrific running back here this season for the Sabetha team. He's got 646 yards rushing, 8 touchdowns, averaging nearly 7 yards a carry. And this is a big back in the backfield. This quarterback here for the Sabetha team, Micah Ling, in the backfield as well. Fullback Curtis Fitzgerald at tight end, Frazee. We'll see Reed Mitchell as well, and Charlie Lukert out wide. Here in pistol formation, underneath the center, is Micah Ling. Again, as I mentioned, fullback Fitzgerald, and then standing right behind Lang is Vuz. This first handoff of the game will go to Vuz for Sabetha. It'll be a carry of 4 yards up to the 45-yard line. This possession starting at the 41 for Sabetha. That'll bring up a second down and 6 for the Blue Jays. Second down and 6 for the Sabetha Blue Jays. A 4-yard carry for Will Vuz. This is a Sabetha Blue Jays team who on the season is averaging 27.8 points per game, 139 points total scored, nearly averaging 300 yards of offense a game. Second down and 6 here from the 45. 2 set in motion to the left side here. They are set. Micah Lang hands it off back to Will Vuz. He's got a hole in the left side. He's still driving with his feet, and that'll be good enough for a first down for the Sabetha Blue Jays. So back-to-back carries for Will Vuz. He's got 2 carries for 10 yards here early for the Sabetha Blue Jays.
Yeah, and offensively for Sabetha, that's a great way to get things going. Obviously, you just gave up the one play touchdown defensively, but offensively you come out and you're very close. It looks like they might possibly measure this. We'll see. They're actually going to give it to him, but 2 plays and you already have your first down again.
Yeah, as you mentioned, back-to-back plays there to Will Voos. Again, I mentioned he came into the day leading the team in rushing yards, 656 now on the season, a team that averages 256 rushing yards a game. 10 minutes left to go here in this first quarter. 7-0 Nemaha Central lead. Sabetha has it, though, at the Nemaha Central 4-9, 1st and 10. It's going to be a handoff right up the middle, and that is an up-the-gut run to Lincoln Mendels. Early substitution here for the Sabetha Blue Jays. His carry is good enough for 4 yards. Lincoln Mendels, a 165-pound junior who's gotten out 23 carries up on the season for 117 yards, as well as a touchdown. His longest rush this year is 31 yards. Second down and 6 here from the Nemaha Central 44-yard line. Sabetha working with it. They move their tight end to the right side. Here, 2 in the backfield to hand off to Vuce. He is met at the line of scrimmage. Some thunder getting on through in Holden Edelman, a first-team defensive lineman, 6'2", 235-pound junior. That brings up a third down and 5 here at the Nemaha Central 44.
Yep.
At the Nemaha Central 34-yard line, Sabetha Blue Jays, the Sabetha team that right now this season they convert 47% here on third downs. If they come up to the fourth down, they convert 8 of 16 for 50%. This Sabetha team on this season has a total of 79 first downs. Spread out to the left side, that's Aiden Dollinghouse. The bunch set for the offense with 3 in the backfield. Michael Lane in pistol formation and a timeout here by the Sabetha Blue Jays. Want to think this one over here with 8 minutes 38 seconds left to go here of the first quarter. Nemaha Central 7. Sabetha 0, Sabetha 3rd down and 5 when we come back at the Nemaha Central 44.
This is Brendan Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. I'm welcoming you to come to our store where you will enjoy our knowledgeable staff. Did you know our management staff has over 200 years of management experience? Looking for a new item? Don't hesitate to ask and we will do our best to find it. Need to order a large quantity? We offer special discounts for case size orders for additional savings. Thanks again for your support of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha for over 53 years.
Kansaland Radio.
8 minutes, 38 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. It's 7-0. Nemaha Central leads here over the Sabetha Blue Jays. They had a one-play, 75-yard touchdown drive on their opening possession of the game to take this lead here. Sabetha Blue Jays working with it nicely, though. Third down and 5 here at the Nemaha Central 44-yard line, a drive that started here for Sabetha here at their own 41. It was a nice kick return by Will Vuce. Here he's already carried the ball a couple of times, 3 times here exactly for the Sabetha Blue Jays. Here, Michael Lang. It's going to be a keeper for the quarterback. He will rush forward, but he may have just gotten a yard after the line of scrimmage, I should say. So that's Michael Lang's first carry of the game. It will bring up a 4th down and 5 here at the Nemaha Central 43-yard line. So actually 4th down and 4, as I mentioned, 8 of 16 on the season here for this Sabetha team. And Logan, what's Sabetha got to do here to pick up this first down?
Well, we'll see what they decide to do here, but it looks like they're going to actually go with the punting unit here because Michael Lane coming off the field, Jade Meyer, the punter, as well as the kickoff offensive line linebacker unit, and they will go punt unit here.
Well, as you mentioned, the Sabetha Blue Jays bringing out the punting unit in Jayton Meyer. Meyer back to punt. They're going to punt from the Nemaha Central 43-yard line. Here it's going to be a low snap, but it'll be picked up and booted well. Great leg from Meyer, and that one bounced at the 1-yard line, but it heads into the end zone. So it'll be a touchback here for the Nemaha Central Thunder. So it's the best on their first drive of the game. They choose to punt the ball here on a 4th and 4 at the Nemaha Central 43. But this is the Sabetha team that has been very well-rounded on defense. If you trust your defense, stick with it. This is the Sabetha defense that has allowed just an average of 6 points a game, 30 points here total of the season. Right now, they're also averaging 7 turnovers a game. So Nemaha Central will start here at their own 20-yard line with 7:38 left to go here in this first quarter. Nemaha Central with the 7-0 lead here over the Sabetha Blue Jays. Carter Hike will make the adjustment at the line here. He's got a trip up to his right, single back to his right side. Hike, he'll have a keeper here. He'll break a couple, or at least one tackle past the line of scrimmage before he is brought down just a yard after contact. A strong run by Carter Hike, but he only gets 2 yards churned off, and he brings up a second down and eight.
Yeah, and if you're the best of defense, that's what you got to do. You got to, the first man's got to be able to hold him long enough for the rest of the team to get there and help gain tackle, if you will, because if you don't and he breaks one tackle, he could go.
Second down and eight. Ball at the 22-yard line for Nemaha Central and trying to draw Smith offside may have just drawn a false start here against the offense, and it will. And sometimes use that hard count. You try to get the defense offside. That time it worked against Nemaha Central. Now they're going to second and 13.
Yeah, and if you're Sabetha, you got to be thankful for that because now you got him behind the sticks on second down here, but you got to find a way to keep him there. You don't want to give up too much yardage here on the second down play.
Second down 13. Nemaha Central working from their own 17-yard line. Trips out left side, wide to the right. Here, dropping back to pass. He's got open man down the field. Jack Mackey. He's got the first down and way more. Tackled down at the 43-yard line. And right now, in hurry up, is Nemaha Central. So they are wasting no time coming up to the line. Incredible pass completion for Carter Hike. Again, first down at 10 here, showing pitch option. It's going to be a keeper for Carter Hike, and he is brought down at the line of scrimmage. It's a carry of none for Carter Hike, but you got to really appreciate, though, that side from Nemaha Central. They were like, all right, we have the big play. Let's try to get down the field as quick as possible. Let me catch Sabetha kind of off their heels here. There's a one-yard carry, actually, here for Carter Hike. He's got 2 carries for 3 yards. Not probably many times that you have to say that in a game against Carter Hike. But that's going to be the main point of this game. They're going to have to control Hike through that line of scrimmage. So second down and 9. Ball at the 44-yard line. Nemaha Central on their own territory. 49-yard line, I should say. Carter Hike bouncing out to the left side edge, and he is taken down a yard after contact. He is taken out of the 50-yard line. It'll be another 1-yard rush for Carter Hike. And here, another big moment for Sabetha. It's third down and 8 at the 50.
Yeah, and so far defensively, if you're the Blue Jays, you got to love what you're seeing as far as coming up and filling the gaps and keeping Hike's running ability out so far. Obviously, we'll see how the game goes on and how he does down the stretch. But the pass plays kind of really hurt Sabetha so far. They got to find a way to get some stops in the passing game.
Twins out to the right side, Twins out to the left. Carter Hike dropping back on the third down. Hey, he's got a man open right down the middle between the hash marks, and he finds him for the incompletion, for the completion, I should say. It was good pass completion past the 40-yard line. Chain gang trying to catch up. It was the pass to the 35-yard line for Nemaha Central. Coming back here in the hurry-up, pass completion of 17 yards for Carter Hike. And here he's going to keep this one. Quarterback draw up the middle of the first and 10. And he is met at the line of scrimmage once more. That might actually be a tackle for a loss here. It would be a huge one for this Sabetha team. And it looks like it's a loss of a yard. Brings up now second down and 11. Ball at the 36-yard line in Sabetha territory.
Yeah, and so far, I said at the beginning of the game, Crennan, Sabetha's D-line's got to be able to allow the linebackers to flow and fill the gaps, and they're doing a good job so far as the running game's concerned.
Second down and 11, trips out to the right side, single back set, it's Seitz standing right behind the back of Carter Hike. Hike's making adjustments to the right side. Here he'll drop back 3 steps, looks over the middle of the field. He does have an open man, but overshoots the target. It was intended for Leighton Thomas, the 5'10". 170-pound senior, unfortunately, an overshoot on Hike's part, and now it's a third down 11. That's Hike's first incompletion of the game.
Yeah, and you can tell it's about the defense. They're focused on Hike's running ability, and the passing game is there for Nemaha Central. They've got guys, obviously, the first couple completions. That one wide open, just overshot. Otherwise, that could be possibly 6 as well.
Third down 11. Here, Nemaha Central, Carter Hike, jumping and making a pass completion out to Jack Mackey. That'll be a gain of just 2 yards. And a lot of work there done by Carter Hike just for the 2-yard pass and catch from Mackey. Mackey, who now has 2 receptions and 33 yards receiving. It's a 4th and 8, though. Nemaha Central, we'll see what they do. they will show that they will go for it on the 4th and 8 here at the Sabetha Blue Jays 33-yard line. 3:43 left to go here in the first quarter. It's 7-0, DeMoss Central leads. They want a statement drive here on the second drive of the game. Carter Hike rolls out to his right with a flood concept. He'll go for the first down, and he will get it. Caught by Caleb Strothman past the 20. Big pass completion there from Carter Hike to Caleb Strothman. A fourth down conversion, the first year for Nemaha Central. A pass completion of 14 yards for Carter Hike. Strothman now two receptions, 89 yards here in this first quarter. Carter Hike with it, first and 10 at the 19-yard line. He's going to hand it off right up the middle to Scythe. And Scythe with a big, strong carry of 6 yards. And it'll bring up they're going to say 5 yards. They'll bring up a second down and 5 from the Sabetha 14-yard line.
Yeah, and so far, Nemaha Central, Hike's running game so far not there. Obviously, the passing game big so far for the Thunder. And now Sykes' first carry is a pretty good one there as well.
And we knew coming into this contest, both teams were run first, but Nemaha Central, they've caught Sabetha off their toes here by being pass first. Here, run play, though, second down and 5 for Carter Hike. He will trudge forward, but will be short of the first down marker. Carter Hike, that was his fifth carry of the game. That was his longest carry of 4 yards. Not probably too often you say the longest carry for Carter Hike of a game by a fifth carry is just 4 yards. But Sabetha's run defense has been pretty solid. Unfortunately, the secondary, they've been getting cooked here in this first quarter. Look for that adjustment here soon. Third down and 1 at the 10-yard line, Sabetha territory. It's a handoff to Scythe. He's got the first down, and he is cycling between the hash marks towards the 4-yard line to the 3-yard line. Big carry for Scythe. And now it's a first and goal from the 4-yard line. 2:10 left to go here in this first quarter. Nemaha Central 7, Sabetha 0. Nemaha Central at the Sabetha 4. Looking to score. Handoff right up the middle back to Scythe. And he's still up on his feet. And he's able to rip right on through the middle pressure. And that'll be a touchdown for Nemaha Central. It's 13-0 with 2 minutes left to go here in this first quarter. Last time up to kick was Levi Thomas, the second team all-league kicker here in the Big East. He put it right on through. Let's see if he can put this next one right on through to make it 14-0. Here, kicking right to left of your dial. Snap is good, the hold is good, and the kick is flawless. 14-0, 1:58 left to go here, the first quarter. Nemaha Central 14, Sabetha 0, here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
My name is Dallas, and I'm a patient at Lukert Chiropractic Wellness for nearly 20 years. Dr. Lukert does an excellent job of making sure that we are on a healthy track to maintaining our wellness care. Not many places will greet you at the door with that kind of enthusiasm, friendliness, and smiles that you receive at his office. Their team not only cares about your health, but they also care about your family. It is a true family atmosphere. As a bonus, it is the one place that you can walk in and hear Christian music. Dr. Lukert is not only a great doctor, but he is also a great friend.
Kansaland Radio.
Nemaha Central 14, Sabetha 0, 1:58 left to go here in the first quarter of play. We're here on 92.1 at KMZ, but we're also here on the Sabetha channel, courtesy of the MSU Sports Radio Network. If you want to actually view this game and see it, you can head over to the Sabetha channel as well. I'm Corinne Prophet, Logan Bitterman, Jake Meyer, and Kurt Kilman back in studio. Here, kicking right to left of your dial is Nemaha Central. Sabetha getting ready for their second possession here of the game. It'll be a short kick to the 25-yard line, and it will be returned up to the 35-yard line from the 25, making a 10-yard return for Sabetha. It was Lincoln Mendel who had the return, and now here, the second possession for Sabetha will start from their own 35-yard line. Their last possession start from their own 41, but they chose to punt on the Nemaha Central 43-yard line. So 1:44 left to go in the first quarter. Nemaha Central 14, Sabetha 0. First and 10 Sabetha from their own 35. It's a handoff up the middle to Will Voos, and he's got a carry of 5 yards. And Will Voos, he has been well around here in the running game early here for Sabetha. He's got 4 carries for 19 yards rushing, and if Sabetha wants to get themselves back in this game, they got to have him some more touches.
Yeah, and one thing Sabetha's done as well is get to the outside run, because if Will gets especially to the outside edge, he can go. He's got the juice that he can take off and kind of outrun guys. But so far, Sabetha getting good little runs, just got to be able to finish them and keep getting first down.
Sabetha here, 2nd down and 5 from their own 40-yard line. It's a handoff to Will Voos, who's going to shed a couple of tackles, but it'll be short by maybe a yard or a half of a yard, if that, from the first down marker, and it'll bring up a 3rd down and inches. Another 5 yard carry for Will Voos. He's now at 5 carries in this game. 3rd down and inches, 45 seconds left to go here in this first quarter, 14-0. The Mill Central lead. This is a big first down to take up for Sabetha.
Yeah, we don't want to possibly assume, but this could be QB sneak territory right here.
Micah Lang under the pistol formation, 2 backs in the backfield. You're going to see that quarterback sneak, and Micah Lang looks good for the first down. It'll be a 2nd carry of the game. It looks like he was positive for 2 yards, so that'll push Sabetha here for the first down. It's their 2nd first down picked up of the contest. The stop was by number 30, Cannon Sudbeck. He's got now 48 tackles here on the season. A Nemaha Central team that averages nearly 83.8 tackles per game and almost also 2.2 turnovers a game. 1st and 10, Sabetha from their own 47-yard line. They might just let this run out here. No, they'll run one more play before the end of this first quarter to the left side here for the big first down. It is Curtis Fitzgerald for the Sabetha Blue Jays. It's a carry of, I believe, 13 yards for Chris Fitzgerald. That was his 1st carry of the game. Well, that'll conclude the 1st quarter of play. Sabetha right now driving at the Nemaha Central 39-yard line on the 1st and 10. But Nemaha Central 14, Sabetha 0. We enter the 2nd quarter right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Do you know I've been around Life Care Center Seneca for 40 years and I'm only 44? My name is Sarah Knowles, DON of Life Care Center Seneca. My mother, Sandy Cook, has worked at Life Care Center Seneca for 47 years. The caregiver longevity at Life Care Center of Seneca is 10.8 years. We have no travel staff and our caregiver base is strong. Not every nursing home is the same. Please come and see for yourself. Life Care Center of Seneca, serving the area for 45 years. 785-336-3528.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to our game of the week here on 92.1 KMZA. We start the 2nd quarter here. Nemaha Central taking on Sabetha down here in Seneca, Kansas. Nemaha Central 14, Sabetha 0. Sabetha here 1st and 10. Pitch out to the right side here to Will Voos. And he's got a big carry of 8 yards. That's past the 35-yard line, Nemaha Central territory. And Will Voos already starting out this 2nd quarter strong here for Sabetha.
Yeah, and that's what Sabetha needs to do is get Will Voos the ball in space and just let him go. He's extremely shifty, but he's got speed. He can excel quick right through the hole. And, you know, plays like that, you're going to have a good success offensively.
6 carries, nearly 30 yards rushing here for Will Voos. He's been a well-versed running back here in the backfield here today for the Sabetha Blue Jays. 2nd down and 3 at the 32-yard line, Nemaha Central territory. It's a handoff here to the left side. Stretch Will Voos near the left side, and he passes one defender, and he's grappled down at the 9-yard line. A huge carry for the Sabetha Blue Jays, tackled from the Thunder by Carter Hike. Hike, he stopped the touchdown there from Will Voos. Huge carry for Voos. And, you know, so that's a first and 10 here from the 10-yard line. The first down marker is pretty much at the goal line. First and 10 from the 10 in Emo Central Territory. It's a handoff. Curtis Fitzgerald, and again, bulldozing forward for a big carry. Looks to be 8 yards on the carry for Curtis Fitzgerald. We saw him get his first handoff at the end of the first quarter, in which he went for 13 yards. That's his second carry for 8. Sabetha Blue Jays second and two from the 2-yard line, Emo Central Territory, looking to punch this one in from the goal line.
Yeah, and you've got to, especially down 14-0. You don't want to give Emo Central the ball back without having at least some points on the board.
Well, you got the bunch offense. It's going to be the quarterback sneak. Michael Lang will look to do it with his legs, and they might have just called him short down at the 1-yard line. So if you're Sabetha, you probably just line right back up, and you try to do the same thing here. But third down and one.
Yeah, obviously, if you're Sabetha, you're also thinking, okay, they're probably going to come inside, thinking right up the middle, somehow get somebody to the edge. We'll see what they do. Sabetha's, it's first down, so we'll see what they do, but you don't get it here, obviously. You got several more plays to go.
Sabetha trying to make it a one-possession game, down 14-0, 9:43 left to go here in this second quarter. Micah Lang takes it into the end zone from the goal line, and that'll be a Blue Jay touchdown. Sabetha on the board here, now only down 8, 14-6 with 9:40 left to go here in this first half. In Sabetha Blue Jays, a well-strung-together drive of 65 yards down the field, a little bit over 4 minutes taken off the clock, all the positives you like to see. And now if you want a cherry on top of the cake, you'd like to have Jaden Meyer here hit this kick. And they're going to run a fake here. It's a fake extra point. Looking to pass it in the end zone. There's an open man. It's caught. The two-point conversion for the Sabetha Blue Jays. It was caught by Lincoln Mendel. Throwing it was Charlie Lukert. They ran the fake extra point, and you just don't see that very often, but it's 14-8 now. Sabetha within 6, 9:40 left to go here of the first half. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Harvest season is right around the corner, and our farmers will be working from sunup to sundown to help feed us all. Drivers, we ask that you please slow down, give space, and be patient in your farm equipment. Farmers, stay alert, stay rested, and put safety first. This harvest, let's look out for one another, because safe roads and safe farms mean a stronger community. A message from SBS Insurance. Rooted in safety, growing with you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. The Sabetha Blue Jays here, making it a one-possession game, down 14-8 with 9:40 left to go here in this first half. And tell me what just happened there, Logan Bitterman. So they didn't actually go for the fake extra point.
Yeah, no. So they actually wanted the PAT, but what happened was a bad snap to the holder, which Charlie Luker is the backup quarterback, also the holder for the Blue Jays. He calls fire when he gets the ball because he doesn't have time to get the ball up and held for Jaden Meyer. Everybody hears that fire signal, and they run out like it's a 2-point attempt. So that's where you get that. Meanwhile, Central is not ready for that as far as defending it in the end zone, and you get Will Views wide open.
Man, that is some awesome communication there on the Sabetha side. Again, they're only down by 6 now, 9:40 left to go here in this second quarter. Kickoff here at Nemaha Central, getting it up to the 26-yard line for the Thunder was Jordan Lewis, the senior, and that'll be the starting field position here on the third possession of the game for Nemaha Central. They're up 14-8. Again, I mentioned that 6-point lead now, 9 minutes, 33 seconds left to go here of this second quarter. Again, here, this Nemaha Central team, they've scored on back-to-back drives, 75-yard drive, an 80-yard drive. That first drive of the game was a 75-yard one-play touchdown to Caleb Stroth, and a big play there ran by Nemaha Central. Here, first and 10 from their own 25. Nemaha Central high stop behind the line of scrimmage. And I'll tell you what, if Sabetha's done one thing right so far in this game, they have stopped Carter Hike from running that football.
Yeah, Sabetha doing a phenomenal job defensively of not allowing Hike to break that first initial tackle. One thing he's very, very good at doing. obviously, especially against the Blue Jays, if he breaks, you know, one, even two tackles, he can get several yards or, you know, big yardage, possibly take it all the way. But Spezza's doing a great job so far tonight. Second down 11 from the 25, New Orleans on their own territory. 8:55 left to go in this first half. It's 14-8. They lead by 6 after the tackle for loss. Again, second and 11. Trips out to the right side. Here, Hike is going to be keeping left side edge. He's going to bust it open down the middle of the field. He's going to spin a couple of times. He'll be taken down at the 41-yard line. Carry of 17 yards for Carter Hike, his longest carry of tonight. And just like that, Thunder find their biggest rush of the night through Carter Hike.
Yeah, you saw it there. He broke the linebacker's tackle right when he got to about 6-7 yards downfield. As soon as he broke that, was able to get to that 17 yards total. Just about the guy to find a way.
First and 10 from their own 40. Emaw Central, it's going to be a pitch, but the ball's on the ground. They're going to say it was a forward pass, though. It was recovered by Caleb Stroplin, Emaw Central, anyway, so they showed the pitch there. It would have been a pass play since he was pitching forward, thankfully, there for Nemaha Central. So that could have been an early turnover that went in favor of Sabetha.
Yeah, that's huge. If you're Nemaha Central, you got to be thankful that that was going forward, because Sabetha easily had the guys there. They would have probably got on that ball, and it'd be their football on the Thunder side of the 50, only down by 6. So if you're NC, you're thankful there. If you're Sabetha, you're wishing that they would have let that go.
Nemaha Central, again, the Class 2A runner-up from last year. They are the number 2-ranked team this season. They were consolidated back in 2014, Nemaha Valley Raiders and the Baileyville Falcons. They have reached 4 state titles in that time, and they have won 3. Nemaha Central will call a timeout here. It's 14-8 with 8:21 left to go in this first half. They'll come back on a second down and 10 from their own 40-yard line. Again, 14-8, Nemaha Central leads here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. Well, we'll keep things here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. Again, we would like to thank everyone here for tuning in. We also have courtesy on the Sabetha channel if you want to watch this game live. Again, Crittenden Prophet, Logan Bitterman, Jake Meyer, and Kurt Gilman back in studio. This is a matchup here. I mean, this is a rivalry for the decade, for the ages. These are two teams that battle so toughly against each other. Right now, Nemaha Central, they've won 6 straight games here against Sabetha, including 3 playoff eliminations on the Sabetha side. So it's 14-8, 8:21 left to go in the first half, 2nd and 10, Nemaha Central at their own 40-yard line. And you can probably tell me better than anything, Logan, this is a big rivalry between these two teams.
Oh, yeah, this is probably the biggest rivalry in the Big East League. When these two teams match up, it doesn't matter whether both teams are out of the playoffs, in the playoffs, undefeated, have bad records. These two do not like playing each other.
Here's Sykes on the first, so the second down and 10, wraps out to the outside. He's brought down at the 40-yard line. A big carry and pickup for Sykes of 20 yards, going from the Nemaha Central 40 to the Sabetha 40. That is now our longest carry of the day here for Nemaha Central, and they're in the hurry up here for the 20-yard carry. They're at the Sabetha 40, 1st and 10, working with the ball here. Twins right, twins left, tied into the left side. It's an empty backfield for Carter Hike. Ball has been set here. Hike, he's moving out to his left side, checking with the line. All right, now he's going to step back. It's a two-step drop back. He's looking to pass down the middle of the field. Fires! And to the right side of his intended receiver in Camden Schmidt. A misfire there by Carter Hike. His second incompletion of the day brings up 2nd down and 10. Ball still here at the Sabetha 40-yard line. 7:54 left to go here in the first half. It's 14-8. Nemaha Central leads.
Yeah, one thing Sabetha's defense has done so far, they usually run a 5-2, but tonight they went to a 3-3. They've dropped their DNs basically as outside linebackers.
2nd down and 10 here for Nemaha Central at the Sabetha 40. Hand off in the middle to Sykes, who just had the 20-yard carry. This time he'll be twisted and turned just a yard and a half after the line of scrimmage. 3rd down and 9 now after the 1-yard carry officially for Sykes. Sykes here, over 160 yards rushing on the season. He's got over 30 carries. He averages 5 yards a carry. He's also at 4 touchdowns total in the year after the 2nd touchdown he put up for Nemaha Central. 3rd down and 9 from the Sabetha 39-yard line. Nemaha Central working with it, dropping back. Empty set here,
and finding a completed target to Caleb Strothen at the 31-yard line. Well, we're in high school, so it doesn't matter if you get touched by a defender or not. As soon as your knee hits the ground, you immediately are called down. Strothen, after making that completed catch, immediately hit the ground, and that will hold it to just an 8-yard pass and reception to Caleb Strothen, who is now well over 100 yards receiving in this game. It's a 4th-and-1 from the Sabetha 31-yard line. Nemaha Central looking to convert. They convert a massive 4th down earlier in the game. Single back set, trips to the left side. Carter Hike will do it himself up the middle, and he's got the 1st down and more. Past the 30-yard line into the Sabetha territory. And, well, anytime you see a 4th-and-1 and you got Carter Hike, it's almost like sealing Eagles with the tush push. You just feel like it's kind of guaranteed. 1st and 10 now. Nemaha Central in Sabetha territory. It's a 3-yard carry for Carter Hike. Trips out to the left side, so the same formation here. Sight to the right of the hip on Carter Hike. 1st and 10 at the Sabetha 27. Here's the keeper for Carter Hike. He'll get up to the 25-yard line. It'll be a carry of 3 yards. Off the left guard, and Hike is 8th carry here for Nemaha Central. And that brings up a 2nd down and 7. 5:50 left to go here in this first half. 14-8, Nemaha Central leads. They are moving with the ball. They've scored on 2 straight drives, looking to make it 3. 2nd and 7 from the Sabetha 25. Trips left side, wide out to the right, single back set. Sites will drop and he will block. And here it's an incompleted pass down towards the 20-yard line, the far boundary. It's a drop by Leighton Thomas. That is his 2nd target of today. The first time he was overshot down the middle of the field. That time he dropped the ball. So that's the 3rd incompletion here for Carter Hike. It's 3rd and 7, Nemaha Central at the Sabetha 25-yard line. Thunder with the purple tops, white bottoms. Sabetha with the all-white, black lining, and black helmets. Working left to right of your dials, Nemaha Central. And it looks like it'll be Sabetha who takes the timeout. We'll be right back here after a quick 30. 5:32 left to go in the first half. It's 14-8. Nemaha Central leads with the ball at the Sabetha 25-yard line. 3rd down and 7 to go here when we come back after this timeout.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Kansaland Radio.
Our MSC Sports Radio Network 92.1 KMZA Game of the Week, also here courtesy on the Sabetha channel for your viewing pleasure if you choose to go and view it there. It's a great way to watch the game and still listen to us. Banter here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's 14-8, 5:32 left to go here in the first half. Nemaha Central with the lead at the Sabetha 25, 3rd down and 7. Sabetha just called the timeout. Nemaha Central coming out with the trips to the right side. Wide out to the left, sights right behind Hike. Hike, he will run to the right side of the flood concept. He'll throw it, and he will complete it to Strothman for the 1st down. Strothman still carrying his weight down to the 10-yard line. A pass and reception for 14 yards officially, so down to the 11 here. And Carter Hike, he has thrown the ball 9 times today. He's completed 6 total passes here this first half. An Nemaha Central team that, again, usually is a run-first team, but it dominated mostly in the air here against Sabetha. 1st and 10 from the 11. Carter Hike keeps it. He gets out to the left side. Edge! He hurdles a man in the middle with a quick hop and step. He's into the end zone from 11 yards out. Carter Hike on the board for Nemaha Central. He's got 1 passing now, 1 rushing. Touchdown. It is now 20-8. 5 minutes and 4 seconds left to go here in this first half. Nemaha Central with the 12-point lead, looking to make it 13 points. It's Levi Thomas here for the extra point. So far, he is 2-for-2. See if he can make it 3-for-3. The snap's good. The hold is good, and that one is no good. Low of the goalpost. It's 20-8. Nemaha Central leads over Sabetha. 5:04 remaining in the second quarter here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Visit Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for their fresh, delicious sandwiches, yummy deli meats and cheeses, a variety of fresh deli trays, and for their soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Nemaha Central is up 20-8 here over Sabetha. 5 minutes, 4 seconds left to go here in the first half. Nemaha Central has scored a 75-yard drive, an 80-yard drive, and a 74-yard drive. They have been working the distance here down the field against the Sabetha Blue Jays. Nemaha Central here kicking left to right of your dial. Sabetha back here to return the kickoff at the 30-yard line. A fair catch is called. Up at the 31-yard line, that was Micah Lang, the quarterback, who called for the fair catch. And Sabetha here in their worst starting field position at their own 31-yard line. They've started at their own 41 and their own 35. They punted on their first possession, just scored on their last, drove 65 yards down the field to get that score. And this is a huge make-it-or-break-it-here drive probably for Sabetha early in this first half.
Yeah, and if you're Sabetha, obviously you got to go down and try to see if you can't get points. But your goal is to waste the clock, try to get a touchdown, and then you get the ball right after halftime, try to score again, try to see if you can't double dip.
5:03 remaining in the second quarter. 20-8, Nemaha Central leads by 12. Sabetha will take over here at their own 31-yard line, first down and 10. But Sabetha will call a timeout. We'll take a timeout here as well. We'll come back and Sabetha will start their third drive of the game from their own 31-yard line, first and 10. 5:03 left to go here in the first half, 20-8, Nemaha Central leads.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Kansaland Radio.
5 minutes, 3 seconds remaining here in the first half. 20-8, Nemaha Central with the lead. The Sabetha Blue Jays here with the ball, starting their third possession on their own 31-yard line, first and 10 here. By the way, this is an offensive line unit for Sabetha that is replacing two all-league selections in Luke Grenier and Derek Wolisic. They've allowed only just 5 sacks this season from left to right tackle. Malachi Strom, Jaden Meyer, Ian Dieters, Holden Edelman, and Cam Whitwer, all there on the offensive line unit for Sabetha. They come out here in the bunched offense, fullback running back behind Micah Lang. This one a handoff to Curtis Fitzgerald, but he is wrapped up quickly a yard after the line of scrimmage. If they even give him the yard, that would be after the initial contact, and they do. So Curtis Fitzgerald, a 1 yard carry. Jack Mackey was on the tackle for Nemaha Central. He's now at 40 tackles here on the season. He's the first team outside linebacker here from the Big East. He's got 20 solo tackles on the year, 5 tackles for loss, 3 pass deflections, and 2 fumble recoveries. A big backer there for Nemaha Central. 2nd and 9. Sabetha at their own 32-yard line. Wide out to the right side, tight end set to the right here. It's going to be Michael Lang on the keeper. He's still up on his feet through the A-gap, and he'll have a carry of roughly 5 yards. And it'll bring up a 3rd down and actually bring up a 3rd down and 3. It'll be a carry of 6 for Michael Lang. That's his 4th carry here in the game. Now for 10 yards rushing. 3rd down and 3, 3:55 remaining of the second quarter, 20-8. Nemaha Central with the lead. That's at their own 39-yard line. On this third down and three, looking to convert. Coming into the day, converting 47% on third down. Wide out to the right side. Tight end is set to the left. Both tight ends will actually move to the right side here quickly. Five down lineman for Nemaha Central. It's a handoff here, and breaking it is Roos to the left side. And he'll be good for the 6-yard carry and the first down for the Sabetha Blue Jays. First and 10, Sabetha at their own 45-yard line. A big thing here for Sabetha, try to run this clock out.
Yeah, and try to get points as well because, again, you get the ball after halftime. If you can score here right before the half, go in, down one score, get the ball after halftime, score again. This is a completely different ballgame.
First and 10, Sabetha at their own 45-yard line. Wide out to the right, tied in the right side as well. Will Vuz pitched out to the far side edge. And he will take the carry for 3 yards. He'll bring up second down and 10. Second down and 7 for the Sabetha Blue Jays. That is carry number 9 here for Will Vuz in this first half. He is well over here, 40 yards rushing for the Sabetha Blue Jays. Second down and 8 now here for Sabetha at their own 47-yard line. Coming out here, ISO formation. Micah Lang hands off to Will Vuz right up the middle. Excuse me, that is Cole Menold who will get the carry right up the gut. So giving Will Vuz a little bit of a break. It's a carry of 5 yards for Cole Menold. That is his first carry of the game. Cole Menold here on the season, 41 carries, 228 yards. Third down and 3. Sabetha at the Nemaha Central 48-yard line looking to convert this massive third down. It's going to be a handoff for the first down and more for Curtis Fitzgerald, the far side. It was past the 40-yard line. It'll be a big pickup of at least 10 yards here. And it is for Curtis Fitzgerald. That's his fourth carry here. He's over 30 yards rushing for the Sabetha Blue Jays in this first half. And as I mentioned, the clock is turning. It is winding down. Sabetha controlling the tempo here to end the first half down 28, 1:45 remaining. And a timeout will be called by Nemaha Central with a minute 45 left to go in the second quarter. It is 20-8. Nemaha Central with the 12-point lead over Sabetha. When we come back after this timeout, Sabetha first and 10 from the Nemaha Central 38-yard line.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It takes the right financial partner. This is Nick Rencher with First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop by one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
Radio. It's about the Blue Jays down 28 here against Nemaha Central. 1:45 remaining here in the first half. Nemaha Central just cooked a timeout. Sabetha here, first and 10 from the Nemaha Central 38-yard line, looking to get a score here before the end of the first half. They also get the ball to start the second half. This is about the Blue Jays program, though, that has recorded a total of four state championships throughout their time. Two in Class 3A and two in Class 4A. Michael Lang, his first pass of the game, will go throw it out to the far left side, and it's dropped at the 10-yard line. He had a man wide open, and Charlie Lukert, the one who completed the two-point conversion pass earlier in this game. He gets about the 8 points on the board, and he had a wide open man down the sideline. That was a nice opening play there after that timeout, but unfortunately not executed.
Yeah, and Charlie Lukert is the deep threat receiver for the Blue Jays as well. He's been kind of able to get some space, just not able to haul that one, and that could have been huge for the Blue Jay offense. Again, you also have to remember, Sabetha is out of timeouts here down the stretch.
As I mentioned, that was the first pass of this first half here entirely for Micah Lang. Micah Lang here, 14 of 30 on this season, 146 yards passing. No passing touchdowns here for him, though. Micah Lang, pitch option here to the outside, and big first down and more. Another carry by Cole Menold from Sabetha. That'll get it past the 30-yard line. It will also stop the clock here. at minute 34 as Cole Mental went out of bounds. It's a first and 10 from the 27-yard line, a pickup of 11 for Cole Mental. Now two carries for 16 yards rushing here in this second quarter and the game. Minute 34 remaining this first half, 20-8. Sabetha down by 12, Nemaha Central. They're in Nemaha territory at the 27, first and 10. Pitch out left side. A lot of blocks for Will Zeus. He's bouncing out to the left side, continuing around his blockers to the 15-yard line. And that is just all vision there from Will Zeus, a 17-yard carry.
Yeah, that's what happens when he gets to the outside. He's just able to say, oh, can't go here. I'm just going to side shift. I'm going to go out here and get the first down and gets out of bounds and stops the clock.
Excuse me, a 12-yard carry for Will Zeus from the 27. Now here to the Nemaha Central 15-yard line. A minute 28 left to go. Big thing to mention here, back-to-back rushes here have went out of bounds for Sabetha, so it stops the clock here and gives you some time to be patient. We don't want to give too much time here for Nemaha Central. First and 10 from the Nemaha 15-yard line. Here, Micah Lang up the middle, I believe there on the carry. Still here with the ball is Lincoln Mental, running back, a junior for Sabetha. And, well, they were pushing him far back, but he keeps the forward progress. It's a 5-yard carry for Lincoln Mental. That's the second carry of the game for 9 yards rushing. Second down and 5 at the Nemaha Central 10-yard line. Micah Lang here, the keeper, at the left side. He's still up on his feet, getting pushed by his teammates before the defensive line of Nemaha Central swallows him up. And 46 seconds remaining here this first half. Sabetha, third down and 5 from the Nemaha Central 10-yard line. You're in two-down territory here. If you're Sabetha, you want to go for it. Here, wide out to the right side. Two back set. Micah Lang to the end zone. He's got a wide open receiver, Luker, but it was overthrown. Luker put Nemaha Central Jaden Seitz in the dust, but unfortunately, it was floated over Luker. He broke the ankles off of Seitz, but unfortunately, Lang overthrew the pass on what would have been a wide open touchdown. And 28 seconds remaining here in this first half. It's fourth and 5. And here, Sabetha will look to kick the extra, or not the extra point, the field goal. You have to excuse me, I call 8-man. There's not field goals in 8-man. You don't see it very often. Here will be a field goal from Sabetha, but a final timeout here will be taken by Nemaha Central. We're going to go ahead and just keep this timeout here on the MSU Sports Radio Network on 92.1 KMZ. You can also go to the Sabetha channel to watch this live and as well as hear our chatter. Again, 28 seconds remaining of this first half. 20-8, Nemaha Central leads over Sabetha. If they nail this field goal, it would draw it to 9 points, 20-11.
Yeah, and it kind of hurts not getting close enough on the fourth down. It's 4th and 5. You kind of wish it was 4th and 1, 4th and 2. Maybe you go for it then there. You could still go for it, but the biggest thing, you need points. Again, you get the ball after halftime. You know, if you get this kick, you're still down 2 scores. But it's a lot easier to overcome than, you know, possibly not getting anything. You're down 12, whereas now you're only down 11. But, you know, when you're Sabetha, you've got Jayden Meyer, who was the Big East All-League kicker a season ago. You'll take your chances right here, especially this close.
So it'll be a field goal here for Jayden Meyer. It'll be a kick of 27 yards from the left hash. The 17-yard line, Nemaha Central territory. The kick, the hold is good, and the kick is also good as well. On the hold there for Sabetha was Charlie Lukert, and that field goal makes it a 20-11 game with 24 seconds remaining here the first half. We're going to take a quick 30-second break. We'll be right back here on the MSU Sports Network. Less than 30 seconds remaining in the first half. 20-11, Nemaha Central leads over Sabetha.
Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca has your fall and winter clothing needs covered, as they offer Wrangler, Ariat, Carhartt, and Key shirts, jeans, coats, gloves, and they have adult and kid sizes of insulated overalls. Keep your feet protected, as Heinen carries a full line of boots, including boots from Georgia, Ariat, Muck, and Dry Shod. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Kansaland Radio.
20-11, Nemaha Central leads over Sabatha. Sabatha, they just tacked on a field goal to only go down 9 points here with 24.2 seconds remaining here of this first half. This is the Sabatha team that was shut out twice last year to Nemaha Central, one time in the playoffs, one in the regular season, 24-0 in the season, and then 21-0 in the postseason. And here, both teams are showing electric offenses. Nemaha Central, they've scored on three straight drives here, and they are going to be set up for their fourth possession, but with only 24 seconds remaining in the first half with no timeouts. Sabatha here kicking right to left here of your dial and your screen if you're tuned in to the Sabatha channel. Meyer here, the boot down south, and it will go out of bounds on the far right boundary, which will draw a flag. And that will start Nemaha Central in some decent starting field position here. I'll still be on their side of the field. Again, Nemaha Central down 20-11. Or excuse me, Nemaha Central up 20-11 here over Sabatha with 24 seconds remaining in this first half. Well, and so Chad, there's going to be a re-kick here for Sabatha, so they'll change it to a re-kick. Instead, Sabatha, they'll kick it farther back, and well, that could be a good opportunity here for Nemaha Central. On the return team, Caleb Strothman, as well as Carter Hike, back to receive. Both big-time players. Carter Hike was a back-to-back Sporting Kansas 2A Offensive Player of the Year, first-team All-State, first-team All-League. Caleb Strothman, he's a second-team receiver here in the Big East, but a Keisha 2A State wide receiver and defensive back. So two highly all-around talented returners deep to receive for Nemaha Central. And here's the re-kick from the 35-yard line. It's going to be a short one. Caleb Strothman will be the one to pick it up at the 25-yard line. He's out to the 30. He's got a hole. He's still up on his feet past the 40. It'll be dragged down at the 45-yard line. And Nemaha Central starting in their best starting field position tonight at their own 45-yard line with 17 seconds left to go in the second quarter. Nemaha Central, three straight scoring drives here today so far from their own 25-yard line, their own 20-yard line, and their own 21-yard line. This is a team that has just been really, 26-yard line. Team has been so strong here on all their scoring drives. First and 10, Nemaha Central at their own 46. Twins at left side and twins to the right. Carter Hike, bouncing, rolling out to his left side, looking down the field. He's got a man, but it's broken up. Great defensive coverage by Jack Crazy, defensive back for the Sabatha Blue Jays. 185-pound junior, and now just less than 10 seconds remaining here, the second quarter after the incompletion from Carter Hike. This is just his fourth incompletion here of the half. He is 6 of 10 passing. Second down and 10 for Nemaha Central at their own 46-yard line, trying to tack a last second touchdown here before the half ends. And it'll be Carter Hike here on a keeper, and he will be brought down. Time will expire, and that will be the conclusion of a Nemaha County showdown first half between Nemaha Central and the Sabatha Blue Jays. But also don't forget it's a Class 2A District 4 matchup and a Big East matchup. Nemaha Central, 20. Sabatha, 11. Only down by 9, and they get the ball to start the second half. All right, it's time for halftime. We'll be back in a couple minutes. We'll have some scoring updates as well as our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Don't go nowhere, whether you're here on the radio or on the Sabatha channel. Halftime coming up shortly here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There is good news in the fight against breast cancer. Breast cancer deaths continue to decline thanks to the increased awareness and early detection through regular screening. Research has shown that breast cancer screenings such as a mammogram have been found to detect cancer early when it is most treatable. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. If you're over 40, take this opportunity to schedule your annual mammogram. Call our radiology department at 785-336-0455 today to get your mammogram scheduled. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
It's harvest time, and we know it's important you have what you need to get the job done. Our ag lending department here at United Bank and Trust is ready to help get what you need this harvest season. From all of us here at United Bank and Trust, we want to wish all farmers a safe and successful harvest this year. We appreciate your dedication and continued commitment to farming. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Grab your gear, don't wait too late. October 17th, the date. Milwaukee Tools, the deal is prime. Stahlbaumer Lumber, it's savings time. Power strong, price is right. Milwaukee savings shine so bright at Stahlbaumer Lumber. Hear us say, October 17th, it's your day. Located in Seneca, Kansas.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here for 92.1 at KMZA Game of the Week here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We can also tune into the Sabetha channel. Again, I'm Printed Prophet, Logan Bitterman here running the computer. Also, the color commentator running our camera here tonight. Also, Jake Meyer and back in studio. Our studio producer is Kurt Kilman. 20-11, the Nemaha Central Thunder lead over the Sabetha Blue Jays by 9 points here. We got a while here until we start the second half, about 12 minutes. We got lots of time to talk here and chat away about a first half, a good first half by both teams. And a surprising first half by Nemaha Central, but quickly recapping it, Nemaha Central, they start off that first half a 75-yard one-play touchdown pass completion from Carter Hike to Caleb Strothman. Nemaha Central scored on their first three straight drives of the game with a 75-yard drive, a 80-yard drive, and a 74-yard drive to go up 20-8. But Sabetha finally got on the board off of a rushing touchdown from Micah Lang on the one-yard line and a two-point conversion, an accidental two-point conversion. It was supposed to be an extra point, but the snap was bad, and Luca was able to drop back and find in the end zone Lincoln Mendel to make it 14-8 at the time. But again, it's 20-11. Jayton Meyer was able to add on the field goal to make it 20-11. So that's how we're at this point here in the game. Some stats there from that first half. Sabetha rushed for 139 yards, while Nemaha Central only rushed for 79 yards. When you look at that stat, you're like, oh, that's some great numbers. I talked about it in the pregame. Whoever runs the ball the best will probably win this game. Well, you look at the all total yards. Sabetha, 139 yards total. They completed no passes, a zero of one in that first half. And then you look at Nemaha Central. They had 144 yards in the air in the first half to combine for 223 yards of offense. No one saw this team coming out here and going in the air first, but Carter Hike has done well. He is 6 for 10, 144 yards passing, one passing touchdown. Also, with his legs, 9 carries for 38 yards, as well as a touchdown. But also, do not forget Jaden Seitz, who's got 6 carries for 41 yards and a touchdown score as well. Leading receiver for Newhall Central right now is Caleb Stroffman with 4 receptions for 111 yards. But the Sabetha Blue Jays, their leading rusher right now is Will Vuz, 72 yards off 10 carries. And right now, 5 different ball carriers here for Sabetha. We've seen Michael Lang, Will Vuz, Cole Menold, Lincoln Menold, as well as Curtis Fitzgerald, who is second most on the team with 32 total yards. Again, this is our Highland Halftime Show, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from the online at highlandcc.edu. Well, what can you tell me that you saw there in that first half, Logan? We saw, obviously, Sabetha dominate the ground game, but unexpectedly, we saw Nemaha Central come out, pass the ball, and dominate in the air.
Well, yeah, you said it. Who would have thought, you know, team's going to come out and just throw the ball over the yard the entire first half? Well, Nemaha Central, they did. That was just their game plan to go into, obviously. First play was a big one, that 75-yard touchdown pass, one play opening of the game. But Sabetha able to kind of just turn around, obviously gave up some big passes right after that, but have still fought, and they're still in the game. They're only down 9. Obviously, that's still 2 scores. You got to find a way in the start second half to be able to go right back down the field and try to get another touchdown and keep it within 1 score. But one big play that I think we kind of have to talk about a little bit more, the 3rd touchdown Nemaha Central scored on, you go back to it, that pitch on the option, they got called a forward pass. That doesn't get called forward pass, and that's, you know, possibly a fumble. Sabetha would have had that ball, obviously, you know, with the forward pass, which it was. We clearly see it. But that's kind of a gift for the Thunder on that touchdown drive. Otherwise, it could be a little bit different type of a game. But Sabetha, offensively, they've found a rhythm. It's clicking. And the biggest thing, getting to the outside and getting the open holes and get going in the run game. You just got to find a way defensively, Hike starting to kind of find a rhythm a little bit. You got to find a way to go back to what you were doing in the first beginning of the game when he tried to run the ball, gain tackle, don't let him break the first one, get him at the line of scrimmage. And then, you know, for Nemaha Central, just keep doing what you're doing. You're playing perfect football pretty much so far in this game. No turnovers by either team. And not really any penalties, except for maybe a couple, obviously, the 1 kick out of bounds and the false start for Nemaha Central. So it's been a pretty clean game for both teams. Hopefully we get to see that in the second half. Hopefully this is a really good game, comes right down to the very end.
Well, this is 2 teams that came into tonight with only 3 turnovers on both sides for both Nemaha Central and Sabetha. So these are 2 teams that don't turn the ball over very much, and both teams, they're roughly forcing on their opponents 2 turnovers a game. So again, these are 2 teams that honestly, this game feels like if the defense can just get 1 big play, 1 big stop, 1 big anything, momentum can pretty much entirely shift to one side or the other.
Yeah, and it definitely can. And you know, that's one thing Sabetha always, obviously, as I said a little bit earlier on that fire call, I was, you know, on the missed extra point or the botched snap on the extra point attempt. One thing Sabetha, the coaches have always done, Jake and I, again, playing back when we played, we were always taught, again, offense, defense, and special teams. You've got to be ready in all 3 parts of the game. One thing that we've seen so far here tonight, Nemaha Central not wanting to kick it deep. They're keeping it short, making the guys in the middle of the return game for Sabetha take the ball. Sabetha doing a great job of saying, hey, we'll just take the fair catch, we'll start it, get our offense going, and let them do what they do. But Sabetha, again, you know, going back the other way, maybe this game comes down to the kicking. You said it. Levi Thomas being the 2nd team kicker from the season ago, Sabetha being the first, Jaden Meyer being the 1st team kicker. So 2 great kickers. And how fitting it is that they're wearing the exact same number 56. So, I mean, that's just done to add on as well.
Yeah, no, it was indeed a great half for both sides of football. Definitely here, a matchup that is for the entire state of Kansas to keep their eyes on. This is, again, not only a Class 2A District 4 matchup, but a Big East matchup. Both this matchup could really entail a lot of things, mostly maybe a district title or a league title. So we'll take a 2-minute break real quick. We'll be right back for some scoring updates around the area. It is 20-11. Nemaha Central leads by 9, but the Sabetha Blue Jays get the ball to start the second half. All right, we're back after this here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Avid car buyer Joel Klein thoroughly enjoyed his time with Holt House Auto House.
One of the best buying experiences I've ever had when I bought cars, and I have purchased over 30 in my lifetime.
Cooper's a 2007 Jeep Wrangler. I would recommend wholeheartedly to use them. They are great to work with and very personable, and they're really smooth.
Our name needs a great deal at Old House Auto House.
Online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
How's your outdoor cooking working out? Does it need an upgrade or something new? We have all the outdoor accessories you could ever need. This is Smokin' Joe at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca. Take a look at the Louisiana Founders Series pellet grills at an unbelievable low prices for this fall. We also have all the Napoleon gas grills available on the same program. And, of course, Gosney pizza ovens and Primo ceramic grills. Another new item is a ceramic-coated griddle. Come see us today for all your smoking hot deals at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca. We service what we sell.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
How do I open up a checking account?
Hi, I'm Canyon Olberding, and at Community National Bank, to open a checking account, you will need two forms of ID and $100.
I'm Oakley Melvin. Opening an account down here is super quick and easy, and we can help you with online banking, checking your balances, getting funds moved around where they need to be.
Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home,
right at home.
Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Well, you just heard it. You're tuning into our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. We're also going to give you some scoring updates from around the area. Holt House, Auto House, and Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Go to HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. So we got some time here before the start of the second half. Sabetha Blue Jays will be set to get the ball. It is 20-11. Sabetha trails by 9 to Omaha Central down here at Seneca, Kansas. It's been a beautiful last couple of weeks here of football. But again, let's get into some of these scoring updates from around the area. As I mentioned, Omaha Central currently right now up 20-11. Over Sabetha. We got JCN over Valley Falls at halftime, 34-0 at 103.9 KNZ with B-Tat on the call. Jeff West over Perry LeCompton, 21-0. Halftime on the Silver Lake channel. Silver Lake is up 21 to Riley County 8. Currently Auburn is up against Fairbury, 14-0 at halftime. Hayden is up 36-6 over Holton at halftime. Halftime between a big district matchup in Class 1A between Riverside and Troy is 0-0. At the end of the first quarter, our last update from the Cobra Channel was Jackson High 7 and Onega 0. Also, we do have our first final game that has already been concluded. No surprise, the Axel Eagles beating St. Paul 56-0. And if you have in your cards that St. Paul had any chance of upsetting Axel, I'm sorry, but you probably just lost everything you betted on that one. So Axel again, 58 straight consecutive games winning. Congratulations down there to the Eagles of Axel, Kansas. So again, this is our scoring update brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Again, we've got a big broadcasting schedule today. 103.9 Perry at Jeff West. Sabetha at Omaha Central here on 92.1. Valley Falls, Jefferson County North on Care 93.7. We've got Holton Channel, Hiawatha Channel, Cobra Channel, and the newfounded Silver Lake Channel, as well as the Sabetha Channel here today covering this one with us. Again, a great big broadcasting schedule. We thank everyone, our sponsors, our sports boosters, and, of course, you, the listener here, for tuning in. Again, it is 20-11. Omaha Central leads by 9 here over to Sabetha. We're just going to lead you this one right up into the start here of the second half. Sabetha, they do start with the ball here in the second half. However, if they do score a touchdown, they're still going to be down by one possession. They're down by two possessions, down by 9 here. But what's the best they got to do here to get themselves off to the right page to start this second half?
Well, you just got to come out just like you did in the first half. You got to be able to get the ball going in the run game. We saw Sabetha try to throw the ball there on that last drive. Had Charlie Luker, had him open, just out of his reach. And then again, got him open in the end zone, once again, just out of his reach. So if they start clicking, you know, finding a way to get the pass game going as well, then you got to turn around defensively and you got to find a way to get one big stop. You get a big stop, again, you go down score. Make it a one-point game if you go for two, or make it 2 points, you get the seven. You come back defensively. If you can get a big stop on that first Nemo Central drive in the second half and you get the ball back, this game's completely different. So for Sabetha, you're not out of this game. You're still only down nine. We got two quarters to go. You just got to find a way to keep this rhythm that you started getting towards the end of the first half. You got to find a way to extend it here in the second half.
Yeah, again, as you mentioned there, big first half there for Nemaha Central, balancing both sides of the ball, both passing and rushing. Sabetha, they did win the ground game in the first half. That's positive. They had 139 yards rushing, but they went 0-for-0 in pass attempts there, and again, zero passing yards. But on the side for Nemaha Central, they only had 79 rushing yards, but did put 144 yards in the air. Carter Hike went 6 of 10, 144 yards, and a touchdown that first half. He also went for 9 carries, 38 yards, and a touchdown as well. Nemaha Central, they've been limited to 2 ball carriers, but Sabetha, they have spread the wealth. 5 different ball carriers. We've seen Lang for 10 yards. We've seen Vuz for 72 yards off 10 carries. We've seen Lincoln Menold for 9 yards off 2 carries, and Curtis Fitzgerald for 4 carries and 32 yards. You see the Sabetha team still continuing to spread this wealth here in the second half. Or do you just kind of go off the one track here up Will Vuz, who's already feeling pretty good for that first half performance?
Yeah, and again, what got him to that 72 yards so far? Getting to the outside, finding a hole, and just going. Again, he's got that speed. When you first look at him, you're like, okay, he's small. He could be a guy that you might lose in the line of scrimmage. But no, he likes to get to the outside. He likes to, you know, juke players, likes to shift them and get away and just go. You gotta find a way to keep that going in the second half. It's best that they always do a tremendous job of getting several different guys going. Whether, you know, it's Will Vuz, it's Cole Menold, it's Lincoln Menold, it's Curtis Fitzgerald, or even Mike Elaine, the quarterback. Best that likes to try to keep everybody involved. And the thing that helps, it also keeps the wear and tear down on guys. You know, you don't have Will Vuz just rushing the entire first half. Now you don't, you know, he might be a little bit winded in the second half type of thing. You get different guys, you know, one guy's not taking the full force of the contact. So we'll see what happens in the second half. If there's nothing, again, you just got to keep doing what you're doing that you did in the first half that was successful. If you keep doing that and you find a way to get a stop, this game is completely different. So right now you kind of feel, obviously, Nemaha Central still has some momentum, but it's right there on the very, very edge of the cliff, if you will, that it could shift over to the Blue Jays sideline.
Again, here you're listening to 92.1 KMZ, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network, here also on the Sabetha channel. 20 seconds till we start the second half. Sabetha Blue Jays will get it here left to right of your dial. They will move right to left, a.k.a. north to south. Sabetha down 20-11, down by 9 points here to this Nemaha Central Thunder team. A really close matchup between these two teams. Sabetha, as I mentioned, 139 yards of offense in that first half. Nemaha Central put up 223 yards of offense. But it's only a 9-point game, still a 2-possession game here, though, for Sabetha. If you didn't hear me at the very beginning of this game, I do want to give a shout-out to a young man here from Nemaha Central, and Daniel Childress, who currently is battling brain cancer as he's looking to tackle it. You can also donate to his Venmo at TackleCancer61. Again, that is at TackleCancer61. Fair catch here at the 31-yard line by Mike DeLang. And, well, that was the last – actually, that was where – just to start on their last possession. A fair catch by Mike Kaling at their own 31-yard line. And here we start the second half, 12 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Sabetha at their own 31-yard line. Fourth drive of the game upcoming. Their last three drives have been punt, touchdown, and field goal. They've scored 11 points in their last back-to-back drives. That first drive of the game, though, they started in good field position at their own 41. They picked up one first down, but unfortunately had to punt the ball on a fourth down and four. Just didn't like the odds of going for it. But right here, the Sabetha defense has been able to stop Nemaha Central, unless you count the end of the half on the fourth position for Nemaha Central. But it's Sabetha who has the ball here on offense, a chance to make it a closer game. It looks like early on here, Sabetha might be called for a delay of game. And they will. And usually don't see teams get delay a game on the first play of the second half, or really of any half or quarter, but Sabetha not quite ready to come out there and run their first play. It makes a first and 10 to a first and 15. Sabetha from their own 31-yard line. Now they're at their own 26, first and 15. They will look to drive 74 yards down the field to score. That was also the last time they scored a touchdown. It was at their own 26-yard line. So maybe they did this strategically. Who knows? So here, this is a handoff to Will Vuz. Up the gut, a big rush for Will Vuz. A carry and pickup of 9 yards. Over 80 yards now rushing for Will Vuz, an 11 carry, and already first play of the second half there for Sabetha. They go straight to the number one running back.
Yeah, that's a big first play there. Obviously, you just got the 5-yard penalty, and now you just turn around, you get it back to where it's second and 7. Obviously, if we would have had that without the penalty, you're right there. Close to the first down, but regardless, you have a chance here. You still have a couple plays.
Here in ISO formation, Micah Lang in pistol. He's going to hand it off right up the gut, left side here to Will Vuz. Back-to-back carries here for him. He'll be dropped down at the 39-yard line. Initially marked, it'll be a 4-yard carry for Will Vuz. So they hand the ball back-to-back times to Will Vuz.
Yeah.
It's now a third down and 3 here at the Sabetha 39-yard line. Sabetha, a massive third down and 3 here, a must-convert third down. Here they come out in the ISO set, tight end to the right side. This Micah Lang, he's going to keep it. He's going to stretch it to the right tackle, and he'll be good for the first down towards the 44-yard line. Good pickup for Micah Lang. Micah Lang there on the carry, 5 yards. His second longest carry here of this game. His longest carry of the season is 22 yards. He's got over 100 yards rushing this season and 5 rushing touchdowns. He added the 5th one here earlier in the game. First and 10, Sabetha at their own 44-yard line. It's going to be a keeper here for Micah Lang after the fake up the middle. But the ball's loose. It's on the ground. And Emaha Central is on top of it. It looks like... Or, no, actually, Sabetha was able to recover almost a massive turn of momentum there, but Sabetha getting a break.
Yeah, from being up here, obviously, where they said that ball went down, a little bit harder for us to see it. It may have been out. Obviously, Sabetha catching a break there, offensively able to retain it on their first drive.
Second down and 5 is a 5-yard carry from Lincoln Menold. That's at their own 49-yard line. It's a handoff right up the middle here to Lincoln Nettled once more. And he'll take this one for 3 yards. And we'll bring up a second down, 2 yards. We'll bring down a third down and 3. 9 minutes, 23 seconds remaining in the third quarter. It's 20-11. Nemaha Central leads by 9. Sabetha with the ball here in Nemaha Central territory at the Nemaha 49-yard line. The third down and 3. They're back down in the ISO set, fullback, running back here right behind Michael Lang and pistol. It's going to be a handoff to Will Vuz, who's going to fall right after getting the handoff, but he will lean himself forward for the first down, a 3-yard carry for Will Vuz. And we'll bring up now a first down and 10. Sabetha moving the sticks back-to-back here on this first drive of the second half. Their first play, they got called on a delay of game. After that, they have been rolling. First and 10, Sabetha at the Nemaha Central 45. Both tight ends, Mitchell and Frazee, will move to the left side. It's going to be a handoff here, and it will be swallowed behind the line of scrimmage. Huge tackle for loss on the Nemaha Central side. A ball carrier there was Cole Menold. He went backwards for a yard. Now at 15 yards here, rushing on the game. That was his tackle for loss number 37 here of the season for Nemaha Central. Strong defensive line led by Logan Dieters, Hendricks Wall, and Kyler Ganstrom. Here, Micah Lang, second and 11. And it's a keeper out to the right side, busting wide open. He's going to pitch it to Cole Menold. He's down towards the 20-15. What a heads-up play. You never see a pitch 15 yards down the field. But right there, you just saw a perfect executed play from Micah Lang to Cole Menold. What a play there by Sabetha.
Yeah, and I think for Micah it wasn't more of he was pitching it to get extra yardage. It was more of, hey, I can get the block here and get you to get down the field and get some more yardage. So that's why he did it. Great play there by Micah Lang and also by Cole Menold to stay focused on that.
That's a beautiful play there in perfect harmony, and it looks like it'll be a false start here called against the offense after the huge pickup. But Sabetha now, first and 15 from the Nemaha Central 21-yard line. This Sabetha team, you have two penalties here on this drive. Delay game and a false start here, but this offense, they're jittery. They're feeling good about themselves. They're excited. They're moving and grooving here against the Nemaha Central team that shut them out twice last year. And also, again, in the postseason, the second round, 21-0. First and 15 from the Nemaha 21-yard line. Micah Lang will hand it off to Vooz. Vooz up the middle. He's got a hole. You can drive a truck through to the end zone. 21 yards for Will Vooz. A huge touchdown to draw it within 3 points in a one-possession game. Sabetha Blue Jays cawing to start the second half. A huge 74-yard drive for Sabetha. And now it will come down here to Jayton Myers' attack on the extra point to make it 20-18. Here on the hold is Luker. The snap, the hold, the kick is all in perfect harmony. 20-18, Nemaha Central with a 2-point lead over Sabetha. 7:52 remaining in the third quarter. We're back right after this.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's time to remind the women we love to take care of themselves, and that includes getting a screening mammogram. We know it's not always easy to find time. That's why this October, Sabetha Community Hospital is making it more convenient than ever with special evening mammogram nights. Join us from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. on October 1st, 8th, and 15th. These are additional times designed to fit into your busy schedule so you can prioritize your health. Call 284-1525 to schedule your evening mammogram.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. 7:52 remaining here in the third quarter. Sabetha Blue Jays start the second half with a 74-yard touchdown drive to make it 20-18. Sabetha now only trails by two here to Nemaha Central. It is such a great drive. Four carries of that drive, by the way, went to Will Vooz, including the 20-yard touchdown run. On that drive, he rushed for well over 35 yards, and he's now over 110 yards rushing and a touchdown here in this game of 14 carries. Will Vooz doing the most here for his team. But Micah Lang, man, he had an incredible pitch play that went over 30 yards down the field there. Here it's going to be a short kick to the 35-yard line. It's picked up here by Nemaha Central, and it will be taken out of the far boundary at around the 37-yard line for Nemaha Central. It will start here in their own territory, coming up to their fifth drive of the game. Their last drive was halted as they only had 17 seconds to work with it. The remaining of the first half, but he will have plenty of time to get the ball down the field. Thunder, Nemaha Central, first and 10 from their own 37-yard line. Carter Hike in an empty backfield, twins out left side, man in motion. This is Sipes. Here it's going to be the read option. It's going to be kept by Hike. He's going to shed one tackle, two tackles as he barrels down forward for an 8-yard carry for Nemaha Central. And now Nemaha Central, they have scored on 3 out of 4 of their possessions so far, looking to tackle another. But Sabetha, this is an opportunity for a big defensive stop to change the momentum.
Yeah, if you're Sabetha's defense, you've got to find a way to get Nemaha Central off the field. Don't allow any points here. If you're Nemaha Central, you got to find a way to get your offense going here on this first drive.
Carter Hike, 10 carries for 45 yards here in this game. Second down and 3. Nemaha Central at their own 44-yard line. Hike, a keeper right up the middle, and he'll have the first down and more towards the 49-yard line. It'll be a carry of 5 yards for Carter Hike. Hike, as Jake Spaulding would say, as I'm sure they'll say here on the Friday High School Scoreboard Show. That will be after this contest concludes. Catch all the aerial recaps and scores of both Jake and Bond. 6:52 remaining here in this third quarter. 20-18, Nemaha Central leads. First and 10, Nemaha Central at their own 49-yard line. Empty set here for Carter Hike. He'll send Sites in motion. It's another read option. This time it will be given to Sites from the motion option, and it'll be a carry for Sites of 7 yards. Sites now 7 carries here on this game for 48 total yards. Brings up a second down and 3. Nemaha Central in Sabetha territory at the Sabetha 44-yard line. Second and 3. Nemaha Central. Tight end left side. Double out to the left. 2 here to the near side of the right. Carter Hike in an empty backfield here. It's going to be a quarterback draw right up the middle, and he'll bounce out to the left side, and he'll pick up the first down and more. A 5-yard pickup for Carter Hike. He's now got back-to-back 5-yard rushes. Hike now 55 yards rushing here on the game. 144 yards in the air. Hike, he went 6 of 10 in the first half for 144 yards and a touchdown. One of his most explosive passing games here this season. He came in today with just 340 passing yards, 19 of 35, and 5 passing touchdowns, 2 interceptions. First and 10 for Nemaha Central at the 39-yard line. Hike to the left side, A-gap, and he'll carry it forward for 4 yards before being dropped down from Sabetha. On the tackle there was Lincoln Menold from Sabetha. And officially a 4-yard carry for Carter Hike. It's second down and 6. Nemaha Central at the Sabetha 35. Twins out to the right side. Wide out to the left. Tight end is set up to the right for Nemaha Central. That's Jordan Lewis. Sites in the backfield. Carter Hike in the single back set. And here he's going to hand off Sites right up the gut. And a big carry for Sites. He is forward for a 6-yard gain. Might be good enough for the first down, or may just be a 1/2 yard short. No, they will signal the first down for Sykes. He is now at 54 total rushing yards on the game off 8 carries. 4:40 remaining here in the third quarter. Both teams have only had one possession in this third quarter so far. Nemaha Central up 20-18, 2 points over Sabetha. First and 10 at the Sabetha 28-yard line. Empty backfield for Carter Hike. Twins out to the left, twins to the right, tight end set to the right side. Fights in the motion, left to right here. Dropping back to pass is Hike over the middle. It's picked off! Intercepted by Micah Lang, coming out to the left side, turning his feet. Now down to the 28-yard line, the third interception of the season for the back-to-back Sports in Kansas two-way offensive player of the year. And Sabetha with the first turnover of the game coming up at a huge moment where Nemaha Central was moving and grooving down the field. And Micah Lang comes up with a massive INT. And that'll change the possession. And for the first time, Sabetha, a chance to take the lead tonight. A Class 2A District 4 matchup in Big East. A potential decider for both championships. And here, handoff in the middle to Will Voos, and Nemaha Central does not like that interception. They come out with force. A huge tackle in the backfield by Brady Cook. Over 30 tackles on the season, and his 6th tackle for loss is a loss of 2 for Sabetha. Voos, again, backwards by 2 yards. Nemaha Central coming out aggressive here after that pick. Sabetha, 2nd down and 11. Officially here at their own 27-yard line. That's a chance to take the lead here. Down 2, 20-18, 3:36 left to go here in this third quarter. Down Nemaha Central. Sabetha here, 2nd and 11. And Lang, who just made that pick, controls the offense from the pistol. He hands it right up to the left side. As Will Voos on the 2-yard carry. And that brings up a 3rd down and 9. Excuse me, it's a 3-yard carry. It brings up a 3rd down and 8. And Nemaha Central, right after throwing the interception, they are coming down and showing them this Sabetha offense quickly.
Yeah, if you're Sabetha, you got to find a way to get, try to get the first down here, because if you don't, you got to give it right back to them. And right now, you've got the momentum. But Nemaha Central defense is definitely playing tough here after that pick.
Third down and 8. Savetha at their own 31-yard line. A huge first down that needed to get picked up. Pitch out to the left side. It's Will Booth. He's going to cut it. He's going to get past the 38-yard line. Is it signaled for a first down? He's pretty darn close. If he did, he got it by a credit card. They're going to take a look here at it. The tackle is made by Caleb Strothen, and the first down signal is made. And as one official points for the first down, the other official wants to actually measure. So one said first down, the other said, whoa, whoa, we're actually going to measure this one. And from the spot of the ball, this one looks like it's a first down by a foot, at least by my shoe size, which is 9.5, if anyone was really that curious to know that information. And, well, let's see here. The chain gang, and that's a first down for the Savetha Blue Jays.
Yeah, and that's huge. That's again, a yep. momentum shift after the pick. You went down, got a touchdown first drive, get the turnover. Now you get the first down, you keep the offense going. Again, you can run more clock and possibly go down and get the lead.
The biggest first down here probably for Savetha. That third down and 8, Will Woos running like Cam Scataboo out of the backfield. Nothing but force and bowling ball momentum to carry him. And that's a big first down for Savetha, as I just said. First and 10 here. Savetha now at their own 39-yard line. Micah Lang in pistol. Fullback, running back. It's going to be a quarterback keeper right up the left A-gap. Off the center and left guard. And smart play call there to make up a quick 6 yards for Savetha. 2 minutes, 25 seconds left to go the third quarter. It's 20-18. Nemaha Central leads by 2 here over Savetha. Right now, Nemaha Central and Savetha, the 2 teams undefeated in Class 2A District 4. ACCHS is 1-1. Little Valley is 0-1. And Oskaloosa is 0-2. This would be a huge win here for Savetha if they can come away with this game. There's still a lot of time up on the board. Both tight ends move over to the right side. And looks like a false start is going to be called against Savetha. So in this second half, Savetha has had 3 flags, 2 false starts, and 1 delay of game for combined 15 yards and penalties. None of it has really affected Savetha so far, but this could potentially be an effector. It's now 2nd down and 9. Savetha at their own 40-yard line. After the 5-yard penalty, backing him up from the 35 to the 40. 1:43 left to go here in the third quarter. 20-18, Nemaha Central leads. Savetha with the ball here. Tight ends go to the right side. Reed Mitchell and Frazee. Mitchell on the far outside. Here's going to be a pitch to the far outer edge. Will Booth. Stiff arming, but he's still up on his feet. Surprisingly, he's out towards the far boundary, and Will Booz doing all he can, and there is a huge crowd of players gathering, and thankfully there is no scaffolding there over on the far side, the outer boundary, and big carry for Will Booz. It looked like he was dead in the water in the backfield.
Yeah, and the biggest thing is, hey, you get a pimp, you get, you know, 2nd and 5, 2nd and 4, then you get a penalty, you go back, it's 2nd down and 9. Well, if you're supposed to just give it to Will Booz, he's going to find a way. Obviously, it looked like, again, Crittenden, you said it looked like he was just dead in the water there and just found a way to get it, and you have 3rd and 1 coming up here. This is possibly 2 plays here to try to get this first down.
Here, as mentioned, 3rd down and 1. Michael Lang back to Will Booz, and he hurdles the pile. Excuse me, Cole Menold doing his best Superman impression for a emphatic 3-yard carry. And 1st and 10 now for Savetha here at the Nemaha Central 48-yard line. And Savetha, they are hitting on all notes here. They are running the ball well. They are taking time off the board. And they are keeping their defense off the field. A minute left to go this third quarter. Nemaha Central still up by 2 here, 20-18. Handoff to Vuz, I believe, off the middle. And that'll be a 2nd down and 4. It's a 6-yard carry for Curtis Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald, who is over 40 yards rushing off six carries here in this contest. Bethesda, they have five different ball carriers so far in this game. They have rounded out for well over 200 yards rushing. They are beating the Thunder here on the ground game. Second down and three at Nemaha 41. Bunch set offense, tied into the right side, fullback and running back. And here, this one was outside. Excuse me, I was completely lost on the play. Here near to the 35 hash mark is Lincoln Mendel. There's a great distraction in the backfield and a big pickup for Lincoln Mendel.
Yeah, it's best to let this go to the quarter and start the fourth quarter with the ball at the NC 35. It's huge because, again, you go down and score here. The biggest thing, NC will have plenty of time to try to go back down the field, and they could get a touchdown to possibly take the lead back. So if you're Spetha, again, you need to score here, but you also have to be good on defense.
As Logan just highlighted, we'll be back right after this here to start the fourth quarter. So Spetha with the ball at the Nemaha Central 35-yard line. First down and 10, Nemaha Central up by 2, 20-18 over the Spetha Blue Jays.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Spetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to 92.1 KMZ, our game of the week. You can also go to the Spetha channel to watch this game live. 12 minutes left to go here. We start the fourth quarter. Spetha with the ball here. First and 10 at the Nemaha Central 35-yard line. It's 20-18. Sabetha's down by 2 to Nemaha Central, but they put together a really strong drive here. They're making a test here to take this lead. Micah Lang out to the right side, past the tackle for a 3-yard carry. Micah Lang is 7th carry here of this game. Well over 22 yards rushing now off 7 carries, Micah Lang. And here now, Sabetha, they have 5 different ball carriers with 4 carries or more, and as well as 5 ball carriers who have at least 20 yards rushing or more also. So the ball has been spread with much wealthier on the Sabetha side in the running game. They have rushed for over 200 yards in this half as well. Second down and 7 at Nemaha Central, 32-yard line. Here, Lang will be stuffed in the backfield. Lots of penetration coming through from the Nemaha Central side. Coming in there from Sabetha, you saw Jordan Lewis here coming off to getting a break on the sideline for Nemaha Central. Derek Rosenberger, the junior. Again, as I mentioned, this is a very stout defense here for Nemaha Central. Cannon Sudbeck, Carter Hayek, Jack Mackey, Camden Schmidt, Sullivan Haverkamp, all making up the linebacker core. Defensive backs, Caleb Stropton, Jaden Seitz, Caleb Heinick. Third down and 8. Here, Michael Lang looking the pass. He's going to pitch it forward, but it's loose. It's on the ground. They're going to say an incompletion. Kind of a Mahomie-like play there by Michael Lang, but it will be called incomplete. Michael Lang now 0-for-2 on this game passing. Sabetha is still all on the air, but after the incompletion, you know, that rocks its way to a fourth down and 8. Sabetha at the Nemaha Central 33-yard line, 10:34 left to go in the fourth quarter. It's 20-18, Nemaha Central leads. I'm going to assume Jaden Meyer probably isn't going to come out here for this field goal.
Jaden's got a decent leg, but I don't know about right here. I think Sabetha obviously is going to go for this. Probably going to see a pass, I would imagine.
Well, Sabetha, they've only attempted 2 pass plays up to this point here. Tight end to the right side, wide out to the right, and head coach Caleb Muller will, in fact, call the timeout, the first burnt here of the half for either team, and it's a well-used timeout here for Sabetha. This is potentially the biggest play of the game. This is the decider if you maybe take the lead and potentially take this momentum to maybe win this game and upset the number 2 team right now in 2A. Or if you don't get this fourth down, you allow Nemaha Central to get the ball back and potentially not only run a lot of time off the clock, but also take a two-possession score lead.
Yeah, and that's the thing for Sabetha. Obviously, again, you're down nine. You come out after halftime. We said it. If you're the Blue Jays, you've got to find a way to go down and get points here on that first drive. They did. They're down two. You come out defensively. You get the turnover. You get the interception. Now you're sitting here. You're facing fourth and eight. Right now, momentum technically on your side, but you don't get this first down. Momentum comes back to New Orleans Central because, yeah, they threw the interception, but they didn't give up anything afterwards. So for Sabetha, you got to find a way. You don't need something huge here. You just got to find a way to get to that first down marker and pick it up here and keep your offense on the field.
Fourth down and eight. Sabetha at the Nemaha Central 33-yard line. 10:34 remaining in the fourth quarter. 20-18. Nemaha Central leads by two. Sabetha just cooked their first timeout of this second half. But 10:34 left to go in this fourth quarter. Right now, Sabetha, they are 8 of 16 on this season on fourth downs, converting 50%. They have to convert this one here. Micah Lang, three-step drop back here, looking to the left side. He's rolling out pressure, escapes the pressure. Now, just a wobbler up in the air. Is it caught? Huge catch near the four boundary. It looks like there was no hope at all, but Sabetha gets the first down. What a catch from 13 yards. And there was so many men in coverage there for Nemaha Central. Sabetha on a poetic play. First and 10 now. Nemaha Central territory at the 18. Booth putting a juke move and bruising forward past the 15-yard line. And Micah Lang completing his first pass of the day in a massive way.
Yeah, a huge first completion if you're in the Blue Jays. Keeping your offense on the field, giving yourself a chance. You don't get a touchdown now. You do have a field goal opportunity in your back pocket to get the lead.
I should mention, I have no idea who caught that play. There was one Sabetha Blue Jay, and then there was three Nemaha Central players that were right around them. Somehow he mossed all three off of a duck. So it's a second down and five here in Nemaha Central territory at the 13. A rush forward of just a yard here for Will Vuz. And tackle there made by the Thunder side, Kyler Gantstrom, the junior. Gantstrom here over 30 tackles of the season, 20 solo tackles, 6 tackles for loss, and 3 sacks. And Micah Lang, he originally was going to get sacked there on that play, but he was able to escape pressure, and that's what quarterbacks are taught. Just throw the ball up in the air. If there's a guy in your face and you're about to get attacked, you're on fourth down. Just throw it up in the air and see what happens, and that's what can happen. Third down and 7 here. So that's at the Nemaha Central 15-yard line. It's going to be a keeper right up the A-gap here for Micah Lang. And that'll bring up a fourth down. Well, we talked earlier how potentially you bring out the field goal unit. It's a little out of the leg room for Jayden Meyer, but this probably in the leg room here for Jayden Meyer. Fourth down and 6 at the Nemaha Central 13-yard line. So the field goal unit will come out here for Sabetha. This field goal will be a 28-yard kick here for Jayden Meyer. He has already nailed a 24-yard field goal earlier this game. The snap's good. The hold is good. The kick is also clean. And no, it's actually to the right side. It's no good. A missed field goal to keep it 20-18. It all looks poetic, except for it went wide right. And the score remains 20-18. Nemaha Central up by 2. You hear the Thunder crowd starting to crack and thunder. That is lots of excitement there in a huge missed field goal on the Sabetha side. That really kills a ton of momentum here on the Sabetha side after the interception that was thrown by Nemaha Central. NC getting the ball back here at their own 13-yard line after the missed kick with 8 minutes, 15 seconds remaining here this fourth quarter. It's 20-18. Nemaha Central leads by 2. Carter Hike, empty backfield, sights in motion, left to right here. Hike right up the left side here. He bounces out, trips over a defender, keeps up on his feet, though. He's still up on his left foot, but he steps out of bounds at the 35-yard line. And Carter Hike, a big carry for Nemaha Central. from the 13-yard line here up to the Nemaha Central 35. And Nemaha Central could potentially put the game away here with a long string together methodic drive capped off with a touchdown. Here Carter Hike in shotgun, tight end to the right side. It's going to be a handoff to Sipes. Right past the center to the right side. And it'll be a carry of 1 yard for Sipes. Sipes here over 55 yards rushing on the game. 9 total carries for Nemaha Central. Right behind Carter Hike, who's got 14 total carries and a title of yards. A push over 60 here in this contest. We'll have official stats, or unofficial, I should say, close stats here in the postgame. 7:33 remaining in this fourth quarter, 2018, Nemaha Central up by 2 to Sabetha. Second down and 9, Nemaha Central at their own 36-yard line. Twins left, twins right. Motion man is Sipes here to the right side. It's going to be a handoff to the jet motion van. And Sipes actually fell down in the backfield but was able to trip forward maybe a yard past the line of scrimmage. And that brings up a third down and 9. And Sabetha, an opportunity here. Bells are ringing, a chance to get the ball right back after the missed field goal.
Yeah, and on that play where Sipes fell down, his speed is what caused it to fall down because he saw the cutback lane inside of Strawson's block, and he tried to stop on a dime, and his feet just wanted to keep going to the outside, and that's why he slipped and fell so special. You got to find a way not to give up enough yardage for Nemaha Central to be tempted to go for it.
6:44 remaining in the fourth quarter, 20-18. Nemaha Central up 2 to Sabetha in this Class 2A District 4 matchup. Third down and 8. Nemaha at their own 37. Carter Hike dropping back to pass. He's going to make a strike. It's picked off again. Back-to-back picks for Carter Hike. Taking down the 25-yard line. And the flock of Blue Jays are absolutely ecstatic on the far side. Malachi Strom, the sophomore. And back-to-back picks here for Nemaha Central. You saw Michael A. on the last interception. That time you just saw Malachi Strom. Back-to-back picks here for Nemaha Central, a team that has only turned the ball over 3 times this season off 2 picks. Here they have doubled those interceptions here today. Sabetha, 2 turnovers forced here against Nemaha Central back-to-back. First and 10 at the Nemaha Central 24-yard line. Here's a fake pitch. Michael Lang will keep to the right side of this center block. And he'll go forward for 3 yards on the carry. And just like that, momentum shifted back to Sabetha after the missed field goal.
Yeah, it definitely has. And Crittenden, here's the thing you got to think about. There in the first half, especially in the first quarter, Nemaha Central throwing the ball was hurting Sabetha defensively. Now here in the second half, Sabetha said, nope, you know what, we're going to take that away from you. And they've done it by taking 2 interceptions from the Thunder.
Again, back-to-back interceptions by the Thunder. Malachi Strom, the sophomore, the last one. The senior, Micah Lang, had the first interception. Second and 7 at the Nemaha Central 21-yard line. Here a handoff going towards the right side of the interior to Will Vooz. And Vooz is brought down abruptly at the 20-yard line, a yard after the carry. Surprisingly, not seeing too much of Will Vooz here in the last couple of minutes. Here for Sabetha, you feel like in moments like this, you want to give your best player in the backfield the ball.
Yeah, and I think part of it, too, is Sabetha doesn't really want to take the risk of possibly a fumble or something crazy happening. Because right now, again, you're in range for Jaden Meyer to attempt another field goal to possibly give yourself the lead if you don't pick this first down up here.
2 in the backfield. Curtis Fitzgerald joined alongside Will Vooz. Here Michael Lang will hand off to Vooz, but he is taken down in the backfield at the 25-yard line. It's a tackle for a loss of 5 yards. Penetrating through the gut for the Thunder, who is Sullivan Haverkamp, the sophomore. His third tackle for loss this season. He's got also over 19 solo tackles on the year. Well, let's try to do it again here for Sabetha. Can they make it? They are 1 of 2 here on field goals today. Holder is Charlie Luker. The kicker is Levi Thomas. The stands are getting excited. 20-18. This is to make it 21-20 for Sabetha. The hold is good. The kick is going to go out again. Back-to-back missed field goals off set-up interceptions. here for Sabatha. Another tough break here for the Blue Jays. Back-to-back missed 3 points. And Nemaha Central will take back over here. First and 10 at their own 25-yard line. With 4:17 left to go here in this fourth quarter, it's 20-18.
Yeah, the big thing for Sabatha, you still have 2 timeouts, and you still have some time. You've got to find a way, especially on this first down play, to get either no gain or a loss on this play for this Sabatha defense.
So, Carter Hayek, he's thrown back-to-back picks, but it's resulted to nothing here on the Sabatha side. Nemaha Central with the ball, first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Carter Hayek gets out to the left side. He's got a couple of blocks in front of him. He'll fall down to 40, but there's yellow markers towards the 21-yard line. If this is holding, well, this will be one of the first penalties tonight here against Nemaha Central, and it is. This backs them up to a first and 20 here at their own 10-yard line.
Yeah, that's huge if it's the best of defense, because now you got Nemaha Central behind the sticks again. It's only first down still, but now you got to get that 10 yards back plus the 10 yards that you originally had to get.
Nemaha Central, first and 20 from their own 10. 4:09 remaining of the fourth quarter. And the official here waving. 4:09 remaining here in this fourth quarter. We've kept this whole thing so far. There is a timeout on the field. 20-18. So, what officially has the stoppage?
We have an injury down here on the 35. On the
okay, so yeah, there is an injury here at the 35-yard line on Nemaha Center, so it's an injury timeout. The player is quickly standing back up, though. That is Leighton Thomas, the 5'10", 175 junior. Senior, didn't see him. He was covered up by all his teammates here on the near boundary line. So play continues here. Quick injury timeout. Remains first and 20 for Nemaha Central at their own 10-yard line. 4:09 remaining in the fourth quarter. 20-18. Nemaha Central leads by 2 here over Sabatha. Nemaha Central team that has been well-versed on offense, on the offensive balance today in both passing and rushing, but they have been able to pass not a yard here in this second half, where they had 144 yards passing in the first from Carter Hayek. He's thrown 2 picks, so went 0 for 2 in the third and fourth quarter here. Carter Hayek up the gut to the 15-yard line. It'll be a carry of 5 for Carter Hayek. Cut, Hayek, as Jake Spaulding would say. 4 minutes now remaining, ticking away. Nemaha Central, 3 timeouts. Sabatha, 2 timeouts here.
Yeah, and Crennan, if you're the Blue Jays, it's 2nd down and 15 now. If you can find a way to keep them, you know, 3rd and long here, get a 3rd down stop, have to make them punt, you could still get good field position and maybe even give Meyer another chance at a possible game winner.
Number 2 ranked team in Class 2A, right behind southeast of Saline. Try not to get upset by the unranked 5-0 Sabatha Blue Jays. Carter Hayek here, running to the near side, getting up to the 25-yard line. It'll be a scamper of 10 yards for Carter Hayek. That'll bring up a manageable 3rd down here. Back-to-back carries from Carter Hayek. 5 yards off the first, 10 yards here off the second. And that brings up a 3rd down and 6, so they'll mark him a yard back there. So they'll give him only 9 yards on the carry. 3 minutes now remaining in the fourth quarter. 2 timeouts here for Sabatha, 3 for Nemaha Central. It's 20-18. Nemaha Central leads by 2 over Sabatha. 3rd down and 6. A massive one here for Nemaha Central. Trips out to the left side. Carter Hayek will keep. Busts out to the right side, but he is brought down at the 26-yard line. And a timeout will be called here by Sabatha with 2:35 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Well, this has been a incredible fanatic game here down the wire. We're just going to keep things moving and grooving here on 92.1 KMZA. So again, the timeout. You can also catch this game here on the Sabatha channel. I'm Crennan Prophet, Logan Bitterman, Jake Meyer, and Kirk Kilman back in studio. 2:35 remaining in the fourth quarter. It's 4th and 4. Nemaha Central looking to have to punt here. Sabatha, back-to-back drive set up from interceptions, have missed field goals. This is a drive where you almost feel like you have to go and score a touchdown and maybe not rely on the kick unless you have to do it.
Well, we'll have to see, Crennan. At first, it looked like when they came off to the side in Central, they were going to possibly leave their offense on the field. That'd be huge if they decided to go for it on fourth down. I don't see them doing that. I would imagine they're going to punt this ball, because if you don't get the first down, it does look like they will come out and punt. Because I'd say, if you go for it here and don't get it, you're doing such a great field position.
Well, Levi Thomas will punt the ball here. Sabetha, potentially their last drive that they can put together. They've had now three straight opportunities, gifts, if you will. We're still 2 months from the time of giving. But here, DeMont Central is given now three straight possessions to Sabetha. And a kick that'll go out at the 43-yard line. And Sabetha with great starting field position for what could be the final drive, potentially, in the game here. But Sabetha could be definitely their final drive. First and 10 at their own 43.
Yeah, and if you're Sabetha, you've got to be sitting there, you know, the coaches and the players, you got to be telling Jayden, hey, we're going to give you a chance. We're going to try to get down there where we can give you another opportunity at it. You've had two. The first one, from where we were sitting, Crennan, looked like it might have been good. They called it no good. Second one was off to the left, but Sabetha has a chance here with 2:27 and one timeout.
First and 10, Smith is over 43. They look back to pass, going deep, down the field. It's a corner fade out to Cole Menold, and it goes incomplete. 1 of 4 now passing is Micah Lang. Again, the target there was Cole Menold. You like the attempt for that shot, that deep play. Unfortunately, it was not there. 2:22 left to go here in this fourth quarter. Sabetha, they have one timeout. Nemaha Central, they have three. Nemaha Central also has the lead here, 20-18, up by two. And more importantly, Nemaha Central, they scored on their first three straight drives of the game. Since then, interception, and a punt. Second down and 10 for the incompletion. Sabetha throwing 43-yard line. It's a handoff to Vuce. He's going to try to get to the right side, but he'll be tackled at the line of scrimmage. A cluster of thunder coming up with it. Sullivan Havercamp, the sophomore, his second tackle for loss in this quarter here. Booze was able to go forward by just a yard. That brings up a third down and one. That was the 20th carry for Booze in this contest. Again, Booze over 120 yards in this game, 20 carries and a touchdown score. 1:45 remaining in the fourth quarter. Clock winding down. Third down, 9. Sabetha at their own 39. Handoff to Booze. No, it's a keeper for Lang. Here's the boot action to the right side, and Lang will still be short of the first down. It'll bring up a fourth down and 4, a carry of 5 yards for Michael Lang. You haven't seen the bootleg today, but there you go. You saw the bootleg by Michael Lang. Actually, he went out of bounds way short there. They're going to change that. Just a carry of 3 yards, and now a fourth down and 5. Sabetha at their own 47-yard line. You have a state-like atmosphere here. There's well over 200 people to watch this Big East matchup, this Class 2A District 4 matchup, this Nemaha County Showdown. Fourth and 5 at the 47. Sabetha looking for the first down. Lang dropping back. Pressure's in his face. He escapes it. He's still up on his feet. Throws it cross body. It's incomplete. Turnover on down. Nemaha Central will get the ball back and will look to come out in victory for Mation. A fanatic end to what was an incredible 4 quarters of football between two rivals that have matched year in and year out. And now it's 1st and 10. Nemaha Central takes over at the Sabetha 47-yard line. So they still might need to have to pick up one first down here to truly secure this game. Carter Hike in shotgun. Sabetha only has one timeout left here with 1:29 remaining here in this fourth quarter. Carter Hike will keep it. He busts up the gut here. Left side, near side hash marks. And he will be good for the first down. That'll stop the clock until the ball is spotted. And then the clock will roll. A 10-yard carry for Carter Hike. 20-18, a 2-point lead for Nemaha Central. Most likely looking to probably just run this clock out here and come away with the escaped 2-point victory. It would improve Nemaha Central to 6-0 on this season, and it would drop Sabetha to 5-1. Still a stellar year here for Sabetha, and they just went toe-to-toe with the number 2 ranked team in Class 2A. 55 seconds remaining here this fourth quarter. Right up the middle here, Carter high, stiff arming, out left side, cuts it back to the right. It's going to take a gang tackle to bring him down at the 12-yard line. And it's a 24-yard carry for Carter Hike. 19 carries on the game. He was held to just 38 yards in the first half, but he is well over 100 yards rushing down the game and over 250 yards of offense and 2 touchdowns. And Nemaha Central able to potentially just here to run the clock out. A timeout will be called. As always, we're just going to keep things here. We are down to the wire. Potentially Nemaha Central, though, looking for a touchdown. Because, again, you do need points. Points do matter here, depending on districts. You need, or for seeding purposes, because it does come down to points after district standings and district wins. So you might see Nemaha Central trying to go for another touchdown here, even though they could just run the clock out.
Yeah, and in Crittenden, you just talked about it, the points come into a factor. Obviously, the winner of this game right here is probably going to win this district. Let's, you know, Nemaha Central basically got this game won, obviously with the first down. Sabetha out of timeouts now. Actually, they might give that to Nemaha Central on the timeout, so not Sabetha, but still, we'll see. But Nemaha Central going to stay undefeated. The big thing for NC is you look at the other teams in the eastern side. Sabetha and Nemaha Central, the other team is Osage City. You got Osage City sitting down there. They've got a lot of seniors. They're back. They're a really good Class 2A team. It's going to come down to one of those two for the number one seed.
Carter Hike looking to pass, but instead he'll just fall down. Smart decision there. Instead of making a mistake, the back-to-back picks, instead just fall down, take the loss, and that will probably look to run down the clock here, and that'll be your ball game. Jaden Stites here, the near side, putting his arms up in the air, pumping up here the near side crowd for the Seneca community, and that will be your ball game. 20-18, Nemaha Central squeezing out the victory. All 20 of their points coming from the first half, and Sabetha not able to make the comeback, but they had 3 drives with the chance to do so. Final score once more, Nemaha Central 20, Sabetha 18. The Thunder improving to 6-0 in the season, 3-0 in the league, and 2-0 in the district. And Sabetha drops to 5-1 overall, 4-1 in the league, and 2-1 in the district. We're going to take a step aside here. We're back in a couple minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
When it comes to playing football, no win is even possible without a strong line of defense. When it comes to our current economy, the same holds true. We want to work with you to provide the best loans and saving options, as well as retirement and investment planning, to help keep your family safe from financial fumbles during the toughest of times. So stop by and see us, and let's talk. We're an equal housing lender.
Frontier Bank. Member FDIC online at frontier.bank.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfia in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits, including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance, and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfia.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available, and come grow with Alfia.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to the MSU Sports Radio Network here on I2.1 KMZA. Again, I'm Curtin Prophet alongside here Logan Bitterman and Sabatha Channel. Jake Meyer here, our cameraman today. Kirk Kilman back in CEO again. The final here today, Nemaha Central Thunder taking a victory 20-18 over Sabatha. And also a great thing about these two communities, by the way, after the game, they come down all together after playing a hard-fought game. They come down in prayer at the middle of the field. Great thing. It's also awesome because there's a young man, a senior, that they're praying for right now in Daniel Childress. Again, died a couple weeks ago with brain cancer, fighting it right now, doing a great job as well on the road to recovery. Again, if you want to donate, it's at Venmo at TackleCancer61 for Daniel Childress. Again, we are all standing beside you as you fight through this journey. So again, once I'm here, you're listening to our post-game show by BL Doors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business, recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Online at BeOutdoors.com. Real quick here, again, quick recap of this matchup. Nemaha Central, they scored all three of their touchdowns here in their first three drives of the game. It was a 75-yard drive, an 80-yard drive, and a 74-yard drive. They came out with a 75-yard passing touchdown from Carter Hike to start the game. No one expected it, but at the very beginning of this game, or the first half of this game, I should say, Sabatha, they won the ground game, but Nemaha Central threw for 144 yards in the air in that first half. Carter Hike went 6 of 10 in that first half. On the game, he finished officially with 144 yards passing, 112 rushing yards, both a rushing and passing touchdown. He also had 20 total carries on the game. Nemaha Central, as an offense, finished with 311 yards, 144 yards passing, and 167 yards rushing. And by the way, they were held to only 80 yards rushing that first half, so that second half, Carter Hike really got going with over 70 yards on the ground. He started to find his mojo. But Nemaha Central didn't score in that second half. Only Sabatha did. They scored on one drive. It was their opening drive. But after that, Nemaha Central would have back-to-back picks that would set up Sabatha. But then Sabatha would miss back-to-back field goals. Nemaha Central would get the ball back. Then they would punt on their seventh possession. Sabatha would have it one more time, but would turn it over on downs at around the 50-yard line on a fourth down and five. Nemaha Central got the ball one more time. They tried to go down and score. Unfortunately for them, they couldn't, to add some of those more points to the standings. But again, final here, 20-18. Logan, what are your thoughts here of this matchup between the Nemaha County Showdown, the Class 2A District 4 Showdown, of course, the Big E Showdown?
Yeah, this game definitely lived up to the hype this year, obviously. To start the game, you know, that very first play of the game for NC, that 75-yard touchdown from Hike to Strothman, you know, you kind of thought, uh-oh, Sabatha was, you know, looking at the run part of it. But now if they get the passing game going, which they started doing in the first quarter, and they were really, really hurting Sabatha in terms of throwing the ball down the field. But you said it. All three of their touchdowns were on the first three drives. After that, Sabatha said, no more. Sabatha's offense started to go, and they found a way. And if you're the players and the coaches for Sabatha, the one thing you got to do right now is you got to keep Jay Meyer set up. He had two field goals, possibly could have won it. Again, the first one,
just from where we're at, from up here, looked good. Obviously, they said no good on the field. Second one, you could definitely tell was off. But, you know, it's just something that you just got to keep his head up because he's going to have other opportunities. And when you get later in the season, you're definitely going to have that in your back pocket because he's got a good leg. You want to keep his head up high. Neymar Central on the other side, hey, you played a really good game in the first half, second half. You know, kind of did a little bit of things that you didn't want to see, throwing a couple interceptions, you know, in the passing game. But you just got to try to find a way to get Carter Hyde going. Spetha did a great job. He did have some good runs here in this game, but you got to find a way to unlock that. And if these two teams match up again in the playoffs, who knows which way this could go.
As I mentioned, I talked about the Nemo Central stats there a bit ago, 311 yards total in the game, 144 passing yards, 167 rushing yards. But for Sabetha, they finished with 264 total yards of offense, 249 yards on the ground. So they did outrun Nemo Central. But again, it came down to that pass game in the first half that came out early and struck for the Thunder. Big stat there to mention, though, for Sabetha, their best player there tonight, statistically, 20 carries, 127 yards, and a touchdown for Will Vooz. He added on to his incredible season campaign so far. So Sabetha dropping here now to 5-1 on the season, 4-1 in the league, 2-1 in the district. Nemo Central improves to 6-0 overall, 3-0 in the league, and 2-0 in the district. All right, we're going to take one more step aside, and we'll come back for our player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers Stand Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit with bankwithfarmers.com.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. The Outdoors, real estate made simple. Get ready to
talk to you. Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Land Radio.
Final time here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, this is our Player of the Game segment brought to you by the Farmers Stand Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit with bankwithfarmers.com. 22-18, Nemaha Central squeezes out the victory over Sabetha. Again, this is our Player of the Game segment, so I'm going to give it to two players here today. First off, again, a shout-out to the young man who currently is battling brain cancer, right now tackling his foot and doing his best here for it. That is Daniel Childress. A shout-out to him. He gets our co-player of the game here. Again, to donate to his cause, Venmo is at TackleCancer61. That is at TackleCancer61 for his Venmo. But here tonight on the field, 256 yards total, 2 touchdowns, 144 in the air, and 112 on the ground off 20 carries. Carter Hike, no much of a surprise. Again, a great game for Carter Hike, being able to take this team to the promised land to 6-0. Wasn't the most beautiful win, but you'll take it if you're Nemaha Central. Your defense remained resilient. And that's all that matters here. Nemaha Central upcoming now. They take on Oskaloosa. They take on Royal Valley on the road, and they finish out the season at home against ACCHS. Sabetha, they will go back home, take on Oskaloosa, and finish their season on the road at St. Mary's. So one more time, Nemaha Central, 6-0 on the season now, 3-0 in the league, 2-0 in district. Sabetha, 5-1 overall, 4-1 in the league, and 2-1 in the district. Nemaha Central wins 20-18 over Sabetha, and now we send you on a simulcast to 103.9 KMZ. It's Perry LaCompton versus Jefferson West in progress with Brandon Tapman.